Western New York CJ Country presents Section 5 Football. Tonight's game is brought to you by
SUNY GCC. Discover all they have to offer at genesee.edu. By Partners for Prevention, helping the community prevent underage drinking, gambling, and substance abuse. By Summit Family Dental Care in Warsaw and Geneseo. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com because your smile matters. By Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry, the standard of excellence since 1877. By Harding Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, serving CJ Country for more than 45 years. By Rob's Glass in Warsaw and Batavia, reflecting excellence since 1984. By Salmon Orthodontics, start your journey to a better life by visiting salmonorthodontics.com. By Country Kitchen in Perry, for the best breakfast, finger-licking lunch, and delicious dinners. By Edel Rock Gravel Products and Pike and Freedom, your home for filtered cow beach sand. By the Perry Vets Club, welcoming all military veterans with free membership. By Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, they understand your needs. By Family Furniture, they make buying furniture fun, celebrating over 75 years on Main Street in Perry. By Country Line Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia, your source for electrical and plumbing supplies. By Select Collision in Batavia, you have the right to have your vehicle repaired at a shop of your choice. Select Collision. By Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw, an established family friend since 1919. By Cole Building Solutions in Silver Springs, specializing in commercial barns and storage since 2012. By Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming in Perry. Contact Zane at 269-9587. By Creative Food Ingredients in Perry. If you're looking for a great career, Creative Food Ingredients has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees. By the Good Hands people at Steinbrenner Agency in Leroy. You're in good hands with Allstate. By Complete Payroll. Welcome to Payroll Country. By Reisdorf Oil and Propane in Warsaw, Batavia, and North Java. Family owned and operated since 1953. By Warsaw Sea Store and Virgin Sea Store and Alexander Country Deli. Your small town convenience store and fueling station. By Warsaw Redemption Center. On the web at warsawredemptioncenter.com. By Ott's Collision in Warsaw. State-of-the-art collision and mechanical work. Let Ott's get your vehicle back in the game. By The Firing Pin in Bergen. Western New York's premier shooting range, gun shop, and training center. And by Norton's Chiselwood in Alexander. A fun, unique shopping experience with wood products, home decor, Amish products, and many one-of-a-kind gifts.
And now, let's head to the booth with Jimmy Jam and John Carlson.
Warsaw High School is where Section 5 football is taking place. Week 3 action. Jimmy Jam along with my broadcast partner, John Carlson, and we've got a good one tonight with two teams, very competitive squads, and looking to continue on their path to success. We got LPW coming off a tough loss last week, trying to get to 2-1 on the season. In their way, Wellsville, Genesee Valley, Belfast, who is 2-0 on the season, and we're going to get into the matchups and get into the weeds a little bit about these two teams tonight, but we got a beautiful night at Warsaw High School. Great early fall type weather, going to be a little cooler maybe than the past couple weeks tonight, but we got a dry track and we're all set to go, and a good crowd out here to root these teams on. John, LPW kind of ran into a buzzsaw last week with Alexander Pembroke.
Yeah, there's been a couple times in the past few seasons where they started out a little slow, maybe lost the first one or first two. Mm-hmm. In this case, 1-1. They looked okay their first week against Notre Dame, Byron Bergen, not overpowering. Then, yeah, it was a tough one last week, just both sides of the ball. So, they're going to really look to get back on track tonight. And, they got a couple home games this week, and then next week, try to get, win those two, get back to 3-1.
Week three really is kind of the identifier of where teams are headed and where they're going. Everything starts to solidify. Hopefully they got their rhythm going, and it's like now it's time to, this is where the rubber meets the road. If you're going to get a good seating and get yourself in position for success, this is the week to start getting it going.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, like you said, that was a tough one last week. And, Wellsville, Genesee Valley, Belfast has been playing eight-man the last few seasons. So these are two unfamiliar teams to each other.
We're going to talk about who's on the Lions, Wellsville, Genesee Valley, Belfast, and some of their players to look out for tonight, numbers we may end up calling tonight. We'll give you all the action coming up as we're getting set to take on week three action in between LPW and Wellsville, Genesee Valley, Belfast. We'll take a three-minute timeout. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
The Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli are proud sponsors of high school sports on CJ Country. Stop into the Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli and get your gas, snacks, beverages, and lottery tickets. Plus, pick up lunch. Bergen Sea Store on Clinton Street Road in Bergen. Warsaw Sea Store, Route 19 in Warsaw, and Alexander Country Deli on Main Street in Alexander. Your small town convenience stores and fueling stations with high quality customer service.
Best of luck to our local sports teams from Ott's Collision Service in Warsaw. Ott's handles your ride, scheduled maintenance, mechanical repairs, and tires. And should you get in an accident, Ott's will restore your vehicle to look as good as new. Serving CJ Country with quality work since 1957. Ott's Collision Service on Route 19 just south of Warsaw. Call 786-5810.
The last winter storm left over 100,000 Western New Yorkers without power. Country Line Electric can help protect you and your family from our unpredictable and dangerous weather. We have Generac standby generators automatically switching your electrical service to generator power at the onset of a power outage. Also, portable generators and the necessary accessories to hook them into your panel box. Buy now so you're prepared before the next storm hits. Don't forget about us for all your electrical and plumbing needs too. Country Line Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia.
Hats off to our local athletes from the Perry Vets Club. You make your community proud, and they look forward to seeing how far you can go this season and beyond. Many of you may have relatives that are veterans. Remember that military veterans are always welcome at the Perry Vets Club. Membership for veterans is free. Perry Vets Club opens 7 days a week at 64 Lake Street in Perry.
Looking for a great career close to home? Creative Food Ingredients in Perry has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees, including packers, machine operators, mixer and oven operators, warehouse and maintenance workers. They offer competitive pay and great benefits, including annual bonus, shift differentials, medical, dental, and vision insurance, 401k with company match, paid time off, and more. Fill out an application at Creative Food Ingredients on Lincoln Avenue in Perry, or apply today at creativefoods.com. Creative Food Ingredients is proud to support our local athletes.
Warsaw High School is where we are for Section 5 football on CJ Country, and some ceremonies before the game to honor Warsaw senior Sam Young, who unfortunately isn't playing the season due to a blown out an Achilles, but he was there with his family being represented and getting a nice hand, the only Warsaw senior. And I'm sure we have two other ceremonies to come. As we'll go to Letchworth venue next week, and then at Perry at some point this season. So John, Wellsville, Genesee Valley, Belfast, this is a team that started off 2-0 this season, and last week they handled Hornell pretty capably. A lot of what you're going to see tonight offensively is quarterback Brennan Geffers. He's a dual threat leader. He had 215 yards and two touchdowns versus Hornell, 7 TDs in the first two games. He likes to disperse the ball. They've got a couple guys that can run by committee, Jack Davis and Xander Outman, and Mark Ritter as well, too. But the receiving game, you might hear Trenton Clark. He leads the team in receiving right now, and he's a kicking game contributor. And David Clark, both seniors, and they're part of this offensive firepower. And like you said, coming from eight man, some of that mentality does carry over in a really positive way, even though you're adding players and maybe cutting off the field a little bit when you go to 11.
Yeah, and Geffers is a senior too, so that's, you know, obviously you've seen a lot, and like you mentioned, the eight man, a lot of different looks, and that just benefits him as you start the season out with just having that experience.
It's a lot of creativity in the playbook, and I'm sure there's, like, you know, coaches when they make the switch back, well, how do we adapt some of this and bring it to 11 man and make it work? We are going to be getting ready shortly, I think, here for the national anthem, and there's really no way to pipe it in, so we're going to end up taking a commercial break here really quick. So why don't we do that? We'll step away for 3 minutes and come back here for when the captains come out. Although we'll see if the captains go out the center now. We're sort of doing it backwards. Oh, we're going to stay right here because the captains are coming out for both teams. And for across the way is Xander Outman. Number 17, Brennan Geffers, the quarterback. Number 58 is Riley Rogers. And number 6, Jack Davis, the captains for the Wellsville Genesee Valley Belfast Tigers. Lions, I should say. I'm going to get my felines mixed up tonight, probably more than once. And on the way here for LPW, you've got Carter Pricer out there. You've got Maddox Kelly. You've got Sam Young, who they honored tonight, and number 21, Caden Sumariski, who had a couple nice plays tonight, but had some rough sailing in the game. I mean, LPW in general offensively had a tough time against Alexander Pembroke.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Alexander Pembroke really controlled the game. If I remember right, I think LPW might have only had maybe like three first downs, and a couple of those are really on the Sumariski play. So they look to get back into their offensive flow here this evening.
All right, so we got the toss here, and we're going to see the players have got their sides of the field, so we'll see what's going to go here. We got LPW first, and they have opted to defer, so they won the toss. They're going to defer, and they're going from your radio left to right, so they will kick it away to the Lions here. And we're going to take a three-minute timeout. We'll come back. This is Section 5 Football on CJ Country.
With everything life can throw your way, you need someone on your side. Someone to watch your back. It's time to put Hearts Insurance on your team. The independent professionals at Hearts Insurance Agency are experts when it comes to protecting you and your family, your car, truck, or recreational vehicles, your home, business, or farm. Call today for a review of your coverage and a no-obligation quote. Phone 237-2126. Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry. The standard of excellence since 1877.
Rob's Glass wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck this season. If it has to do with glass, Rob's Glass should be your first call. They specialize in shower enclosures, new construction and replacement windows, storefronts, mirrors, tabletops, and windshields. Having years of experience in the industry, you can feel confident that Rob's Glass can handle any and all of your glass needs. Give Rob's Glass a call today at their Warsaw office at 786-2568 or their Batavia office at 345-1111 for your next project. Rob's Glass, reflecting excellence since 1984.
Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw joined CJ Country in wishing our local high school athletes the best of luck for a successful competitive season. You make all of us proud. At Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, Joe and Jay are ready to talk to you. You will appreciate their commitment to service and trust. Call them at 786-2424. Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs.
Hi, Tony Pekka here for Reisdorf Oil and Propane. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Here he goes again, bragging about how great the Reisdorfs are and how wonderful the drivers and the people in the office are, and even how talented the technicians are. Well, if customers would stop calling and writing to us and telling us what a great job we do, then maybe I would stop bragging. But then you add competitive pricing to all the above, and you have two things: happy customers and the proud people of Reisdorf Oil and Propane. Call us today at 343-4453 and tell them Tony sent you.
Good luck, high school athletes from Harding Plumbing and Heating. Now is the time to have your furnace serviced or replaced, and Harding Plumbing and Heating is the company to call. They service Wyoming, Genesee, and Livingston counties and offer free estimates on new installations. From simple plumbing fixes to water treatment and filtration systems and everything in between, no job is too big or too small. And with 24-hour emergency service, you can count on Harding Plumbing. Call 237-5561 or visit hardingplumbing.com.
And the kickoff underway. Wellsville fielding it around there, just shy of their 30-yard line. They get up to the 34. It's going to be first and 10 for the Lions. And they'll get the ball first here with LPW deferring. No score, obviously, started the ball game tonight between LPW and Wellsville, Genesee Valley, Belfast. I'm telling you, the more schools they have, the more of a mouthful it becomes, John, as we go.
Yeah, I think you're probably just better off sticking with the Lions.
Maybe. I could do that. So it'll be a first and 10 right now from the 35-yard line for the Lions. And again, their quarterback, Brennan Geffers, 7 total touchdowns in two games already this season. He's a dual threat type quarterback. They can pass, they can run. They got a balanced attack that they run. And their keys to the ball game tonight is continuing what they've done. Geffers from the snap here. He got two backs in the backfield with him. Receiver to the right, one to the left. Now they're going to send a man in motion. Geffers waiting on the shotgun snap. And it's going to be a handoff, trying to go around the left side and try to turn it upfield, and nothing doing. Drop for a loss on the play. Great stop there. Matthew Ritter was carrying on that, and they ended up losing about 3 yards on the play.
Yeah, we mentioned the rough goal LPW had last week, and they want to really just kind of set the tone tonight, the first plays of the game, that it's not going to be like it was last week.
All right, so we've got a second down, and they're going to mark a 2-yard loss, second down at 12 now, back at the 33-yard line. for the Lions as they'll send a receiver, David Clark, to one side, a receiver split to the far right, and now they'll send Clark in motion. Shotgun here. Geffers waiting on the snap with two backs in the backfield with him, and a pass out in the flat, and it's going to be in and out of the hands of the receiver. Incomplete, intended for Jack Davis.
Yeah, tough first plays, first two plays for Wellsville, Genesee Valley, Belfast, and we'll see if LPW can get a quick three stop.
And I think it's important just because of what Wellsville's reputation has been and what they've been able to do to get off to a fast start defensively. LPW gave up 378 yards on the ground to Alexander Pembroke in the last game. They really want to win the battle in the trenches this time out. Third down and 12 from their own 32-yard line. Wellsville waiting on the snaps. Geffers with a receiver right to the right, one to the left. Two backs in the backfield on either side of him. Wait on the snap. Back to pass. Rushes on. Now he's got to roll to his right. He's being chased. He's going to get to the edge, and he's going to get some yards there. Will he get enough for a first down? No, he's going to pick up about eight of it, but it's not going to be enough, and it's going to be fourth down.
Yeah, it'll bring up maybe he got close enough that they could at least think about it. I don't know. You know, I guess it depends on if you think you have a reliable two-yard play.
It's a gain of closer to 10, but it's still fourth down at about two right now with the ball at the 43-yard line, and we'll see if they're going to go for it here, and they may very well do it. I don't see them in punting formation, so they're going to taking a shot already that they can get their high-octane offense going. And Geffers waits for the shotgun. They've been running the same formation so far in the first four plays of the game, waiting on the snap. Back to pass, going to roll to his left, trying to find a man downfield, and it's going to be complete for a first down to 50 to 45 and out of bounds. Completion to David Clark. And they now end up on LPW's side of the field.
Yeah, just a rollout to the left, and just kind of a flare pass. Nice touch that time, and Clark ran under it. LPW had it fairly well defensed, but just a better offensive play.
Placement was perfect on that pass. They set themselves up for success on there. First down now for the Lions at the 43 of LPW. Geffers from the gun. Outman's in the backfield with him. They got a receiver split to the left, one to the right. And it's a handoff to Outman, and there's a flag there. This might be a false start here. That came really quick, that flag.
Yeah, I think it actually was the receiver nearest the bench that just kind of leaned forward a little bit, and that was just enough for the ref to throw the flag.
That's going to push it back to the LPW 48, so it'll be a first and 15 for the Lions. The Lions are in white jerseys, black pants, black helmets, LPW all in black with white numbers. And again, Wellsville, Genesee Valley, Belfast, go from your radio right to left. 9:33 to go here, quarter number one. There is no score in the ball game as Geffers waits on the snap. Again, a receiver split to the right, one to the left. Two backs in the backfield with Geffers as he goes back to pass. Another flag. We got another false start of some kind.
Flag on flag.
Yeah, I think number six, Davis, I think he just took off just the snap or just a touch too early. But again, right in front of the side judge, he's not going to miss that.
Well, Wellsville heading the wrong way right now. Now they're back in their own end of the field. Their ball is now at the 47-yard line. It'll be a first and 20.
Caught it on the 47. First and 20.
It's like picking up 10 yards on a holding penalty and stuff like that, which can kill a drive. Two penalties in a row. They've got to get themselves timed out and going here.
Interesting. They have their signs over on the far sideline for the offensive plays for the Geffers to decipher and then make the call.
From the gun, receiver to the right, one to the left. First and 20. Geffers is back to pass, and another flag again. Another false start, three in a row.
Yeah.
I don't know what the disconnect is or why that's happening.
Yeah, but it's right in front of the side judge. I mean, the player isn't more than 5 yards away, and
false start.
He's just, I think, obviously anxious, and I don't know if they just feel like they won't keep calling it, but it looks like they will.
First and 25.
I don't think we've never seen three consecutive calls, same call.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll be first and 25.
If at first you don't succeed, I guess you try for the fourth time to get a playoff here, which is really funny after a first down here. Wellsville running into a little bit of adversity here. First and 25 is a lot to overcome. They got a nice chunk play to get that initial first down. Geffers waits from the gun now, back at their own 42-yard line. Back to pass. They get it off this time and try to find a man downfield going long, and it's going to be picked off. Interception on the play. LPW down at the 27-yard line, and that is number three right there, Maddox Kelly. And again, that's probably, what is his third or fourth interception this season?
He had it really just played it very well. Obviously,
you know, he's a quarterback for LPW, so he's, you know, used to seeing the patterns and everything, and just really well-judged ball.
He's been a bright spot on LPW's defense so far this season. We're going to go first and 10 now for LPW from their 27-yard line. No score in this ball game. 8:18 left in quarter number one. And LPW getting their first crack on offense with... you know what? I misspoke. Merritt's been the one getting the interceptions so far this season. Kelly, that might be his first from the season, but he's lined up under center now, waiting on the snap. Handoff off the right side there, just off right guard there, and a gain that's going to take it across the 31-yard line. Couldn't quite make out the number. It might have been Gath on the carry there.
I think it was Merritt.
It was Merritt. Okay, Braden Merritt, the junior, on the carry there. Going to pick up. Looks like a gain of about 3 yards on the play. It'll be a second down and 7. Ball now marked up at the 30-yard line here.
Second and 7.
Great crowd on hand here for the opener. We've seen some really good crowds the first few weeks. That isn't always the case and stuff, but they're out here supporting the boys. LPW and their familiar setup with three backs in the backfield. Kelly under center and a handoff off the right side. Good motion toward the first down marker. More to Sumariski with a first down up to the 41-yard line.
Yeah, that time Sumariski sometimes will line up in the middle, but that time he's on the right side and just kind of a... vertically went up the over the left tackle in a very nice run. First down, LPW.
That's what we've been so familiar seeing from him in the past few years. His two long runs, the other game, were a couple times there. One was for 3 yards, the other one for a chunk play. More of what we've known came on that right there. It could be a first and 10 after 40-yard after LPW. Three backs in the backfield. And off the right side. Oh, it's going to be a keeper. Going on the right side. Kelly up to midfield. And inside. Twisting three foot sideline. It's going to be taken down to 48 Wellsville.
Kelly, even though they haven't started well, they still have the ability just to disguise plays. Kelly just knew when to hold
James
on to the ball.
Two consecutive first downs
for LPW.
6:54 to go here in quarter number one. As LPW approaches the line in the backfield, you've got Gap back there, you've got Sumariski back there, you've got Brady Merritt, Kelly's under center. Merritt's going to push the pile for about 2 yards, and that's it. It'll take it down to about the 41-yard line.
Yeah, Sumariski just, LPW so far, it's just been alternating. Merritt, then Sumariski, then and Kelly, now Sumariski again.
Now from the 46-yard line of Wellsville. And they're waiting for the play to come in. Waiting on the snap. And a handoff there, and a gain of about another maybe 1 or 2 yards on the play there. Go here, LPW. No score, but well, those going to see how you go fast. Third down, keep their drive moving. And it is a handoff right up the middle and down to about the 15-yard line there.
Brady Merritt on the carry for about 30 yards for LPW.
And it's first and goal.
Cicerello on the tackle for Wellsville. LPW's entered the Warsaw Sports Boosters Orange Zone.
His name is Jack.
First and 15.
All right, it's going to be a first and goal here. Actually, no, it's at the 15-yard line here. We had a little technical difficulty. We're back now. Sort of checking a couple sources here. We're going to go on a first and goal. Sumariski off the left side. Nice move up to the second level. And diving down and getting a stop to the three. And he's bummed because he wanted the end zone. But he tumbles down right around the 3-yard line.
Oh, nice consecutive runs by Merritt and then Sumariski. And setting LPW up with first and goal.
First and goal here, and LPW knocking on the door. And this is kind of the offense they were hoping to get started with last week, and they seem to have found their mojo a little bit. Maddox Kelly coming in with a play. Waiting on the handoff. And that's going to be Merritt pushing toward the goal line. Has he got enough? They got it marked out at the one, inside the one there. So it'll be a second down and goal.
Yeah, it looked like Merritt had a nice convoy in front of him on the right side. Looked like he was going to score, but looks like Sumariski kind of limping off here.
Yep, going off under his own power there, but he's limping off. Hopefully he can walk that off and get back to action. Yeah, Merritt got turned sideways a little bit right around the goal line there, but second down and goal from the one. Kelly will bring in the play here. And in the backfield, three backs, Kelly under center. And we got somebody jumping. I wonder if that's encroachment this time as opposed to a false start there. I saw number six, Davis, move. It is on Davis there because he did sort of, he encroached on that side of the line there.
Encroachment. It'll be second.
Half the distance.
And half the distance.
Half of that, whatever that is left inside the one. They've got it.
That's the fourth penalty so far on the Lions this evening.
Yep. Three backs in the backfield. Ragatuso's back there now with Gaff and Merritt, and it's going to be a handoff there to Merritt, and he is in for a touchdown. 6-0 LPW with a conversion to come.
Yeah, Merritt that time, second time was a charm. Got stopped short his previous carry, but that time powered in.
And now they go with a conversion try. And waiting on the kick here. And Braden Merritt will hold. Slocum will handle this kick. Try to make it 7-0 here. With 3:29 to go in quarter number one. Spot kick is on the way. It's up. It is good. We'll be back in 60. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them. With honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Brought to you by Wyoming County Partners for Prevention.
Cole Building Solutions specializes in building agricultural and commercial barns and storage. Since 2012, Cole Building Solutions does exceptional work and are now a proud partner with Powerlift Hydraulic Doors of New York to add yet another solution for your building needs. For over 20 years, owner Jesse Cole and his crew have maintained their excellent reputation throughout Western New York and have built many structures across the community. Learn more by calling Cole Building Solutions at 558-4140 or stop in at 3925 Route 19 in Silver Springs.
And Lamberson fields the kickoff for Wellsville. 25 up to the 30-yard line before he's brought down. It'll be first and 10 for the Lions. And they'll mark him right officially at the 31-yard line. It'll be first and 10. LPW up 7-0 in this ballgame over Wellsville, Genesee Valley, Belfast.
Yeah, outstanding start for LPW. Both sides of the ball, they did give up the one first down, but then the penalties really derailed the drive for the Lions, and then LPW just right down the field.
Quarterback Brennan Geffers, 7 touchdowns on the season already. And can do a lot of things very well, but they've got to get their offense on track. And they'll go with a different look this time than they had previously. One back in the backfield, two receivers to the left, two to the right. There you are at a spread formation. Geffers waits on the shotgun. He fakes, passes it out. The flat is complete to 31, 35, 40. And that's a first down up to the 42-yard line. Across the way on that reception was number 8 for them, Trenton Green, on the reception.
Yeah, Green that time just had a quick pass out. And like you said, they really spread the defense out that time. And Green made one player miss. Pick up the first down.
Green had 114 yards last week and a touchdown in the win over Hornell. First and 10 now from the 42. And the Lions will set up shop with a receiver on either side. They're actually two to the right. And then they'll have two backs in the backfield. Geffers from the gun standing between them. Back about another yard or so behind them. With 2:54 to go in the first quarter, Geffers back to pass. Looking downfield, he's got a man down there, and a goal incomplete. Too far for the receiver, and he almost had the timing right on that to get the separation with the receiver, but just a bit too far.
Yeah, they tried Green again, just pretty much a go route, and Kelly got over there, but outstanding effort there by Green, just beyond his hands.
It gives LPW something to think about. You know what I mean? Because that, you know, that could connect at some point, and it's just indicative of the kind of offense that Wellsville can whip up when they get everything going. But they got to avoid the mistakes that they've had early on. It's a second down and 10. Geffers from the gun. They're going to send someone in motion now across the field to the left side. Two receivers to the left now, and it's going to be a Geffers on the keep here, trying to get some yardage. He's going to cut inside. He goes to the left, tries to cut up inside, and does pick up about 3 yards on the play. It'll be a second down and 7 from the 45.
Yeah, Geffers that time rolled out to his left and looked like it was a run all the way. Turned it upfield and picked up, it said, about 3 yards.
One of the keys we identified before the game was obviously containing Geffers and limit the explosive passes and stuff. So they're going to want to try to bottle up there. I'm surprised how many times Wellsville has thrown here in the start of this ballgame, because they do run a balanced attack for the most part. Geffers from the gun with a receiver to the right, one to the left on a third down and 7 from the 45. Pass on the right flat there, and it's going to be caught midfield into LPW territory and out of bounds right around the 46-yard line. Reception on the play there by Trenton Green.
Yeah, that's the third time in four plays that they've gone Green's way, just kind of spreading him out there. Just that Geffers gets the ball through him in space. Let him do his thing.
They'll mark it officially at the LPW 46-yard line. It'll be first and 10. 1:53 to go here in the first quarter. 7-0 LPW in the lead here on CJ Country. Geffers waiting for the play from the sideline. As John mentioned earlier, they got cue cards for different plays and different calls, as opposed to doing the crib sheet or going to the sideline, that type of thing. Well, actually, he does have the crib sheet, but he uses the signals they get from the sidelines there to dial up the plays. Receiver to the right, one to the left, actually two to the right here, and they're going to whistle, and going to take a timeout here. We'll be back in 30 seconds. This is Section 5 Football on CJ Country.
Whether you have a couple of cans rattling around your car or 1,000 cluttering up your garage, collect them up and bring them into Warsaw Redemption Center, where the friendly staff makes the process of redeeming for your nickel deposit quick and easy. And Warsaw Redemption Center is conveniently located in the parking lot of Family Life Church in Warsaw, right on your way to Thompson Walmart. Learn more online at warsawredemptioncenter.com. Proud sponsors of high school sports.
From Warsaw High School, Section 5 Football on CJ Country. Jimmy Jam and John Carlson on the call. It is 7-0 LPW over Wellsville, Genesee Valley, Belfast. Don't forget tomorrow on there is no Tradio tomorrow. There is the Harvest Radio auction on CJ Country from 8 to noon. Your chance to bid on items from area businesses. And you can see a whole list of items to bid on and save on and support local businesses while you're doing it by going to WCJW.com. And we'll also pin it to the Facebook page tomorrow morning when we start everything at 8 a.m. right here on CJ Country. So now we go with a first and 10 from the 46-yard line for Wellsville here, trying to equalize this ball game. Geffers from the gun, two receivers to the right, one to the left, waiting on the snap. It's a handoff up the middle and going to be brought down after a gain of maybe a yard on the play there by Outman, the senior. So it'll be a second and 9.
Yeah, LPW's done a very good job against the traditional running game, you know, where the running back gets the ball. They're limited so far.
Second and 9.
In the last game, it really looked like Alexander Pembroke had a bigger line than LPW. These teams seem to be a little more equal across the trenches.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a really dominant on either side as far as size-wise.
They'll send two receivers to the right, one to the left. Geffers from the gun on a second and 9 from the 45 of LPW, waiting on the snap. Going from your right to left. Back to pass. Rushes on. Going to throw across the middle there, and it's going to be almost picked off. And I'll tell you what, all the positioning in the world there just couldn't come up with a handle on that play.
Geffers' pass is incomplete.
And there you go. Oops. Sorry about that, folks. I got my communication back to the studio with Brian, who's handling everything back there, too. And that means sometimes you get a call from Mr. Risk, known as Spam Risk. So there you go right there. It's a third down and 9 and from the 45-yard line.
Yeah, that was Kelly that time with the defense, and he had it lined up, just unable to catch the ball.
Here we go with a third and 9. Two receivers to the right, two to the left this time. Just one back in the backfield with Geffers waiting for the gun. He's pretty much been the shotgun the whole game here. Waiting on the snap. We'll see if LPW brings the house against him. Rushes on. He's back to pass. And a receiver out there. Nice play to break it up. And I'll tell you what, the secondary's done a great job for LPW. Braden Merritt deflects it. It'll be fourth down.
Yeah, Kelly and Merritt both playing outstanding in the secondary so far for LPW. See what the Lions do here.
You bring up an excellent point too, with both of them, you know, being quarterbacks and understanding how routes work, and you know, and things maybe they've seen, you know, scouting this other team and, you know, being in the right position in the right place. So they're going for it here on a fourth and nine from the 45. Wellsville waits on the shotgun snap. One man in the backfield with Geffers. He's back to pass. And a pass across the middle. And it's complete this time. And it's going to be enough for a first down. A reception on the play by Jack Davis. And I think where they're going to mark him is going to be enough to move the sticks.
Yeah, Davis lined up on the left side. There's two receivers on the left side. He was inside in the slot. And just kind of a quick pattern up the middle. And Geffers found him in stride. First down.
So that now places the ball at the 34 or 33-yard line of LPW. 43 seconds to go here in quarter number one. LPW with a 7-0 lead. This time a very spread formation. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. Geffers waits on the snap. He's got one back in the backfield with him. Back to pass. Rushes on the edge there. And it's complete. And that's Altman with a reception. And he's still on his feet. Great effort there. Going to pick up about 7-8 yards on the play there to take him down close to the 25-yard line.
And they really have spread the ball around as far as both the receivers and that's just area of the field that they're throwing. You know, flares out to the right and that time right up the middle.
And with 8 seconds left, I don't know that Wellsville will necessarily get this play off before things end here in the first quarter. And they will not. All right, so it is 7-0 LPW after one. We'll step away for 60. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Edel Rock Gravel Products in Pike and Freedom. Join CJ Country in wishing our local athletes the best of luck and a productive season. Edel Rock Gravel Products is your home for filtered Cow Beach sand. Cow Beach sand is easier on your cow's hooves and easier to clean. They also offer all kinds of gravel products, including bank run, crusher run, oversized, screened, cleaned, and washed. Find out more by calling 567-2100 or stop by Edel Rock Gravel Products. Route 19 in Pike and an awesome road in Freedom.
Discover all that SUNY GCC has to offer at their academic open house on Saturday, November 8th from 9 a.m. till noon. Tour GCC's beautiful campus and state-of-the-art facilities, including College Village student housing. The academic and student affairs departments will be there to answer all your questions. Register online today at genesee.edu/visit. That's genesee.edu/visit.
Warsaw High School location, week 3, Section 5 football on CJ Country. We start quarter number 2. It's Jimmy, it's John on the call for you. LPW up 7-0 on Wellsville, Genesee Valley, Belfast. The Lions now driving. Their deepest move into LPW territory here as they try to get the equalizing score. And they seem to have somewhat semblance of their offense going here. Made a nice conversion on fourth down when they needed to. Now they roll with two receivers out to the right, two to the left. Outman's in the backfield with Geffers from the gun. Waiting on the snap from the 27 on a second and 4. And Altman's going to carry the ball and a nice little cut right up the middle there. And he's going to be close to the marker. And his momentum will probably carry him for a first down close to the 20-yard line.
Gets out to the 5.
Yeah, it looks like it's
Wellsville first down.
Yep, they are going to finally move the chains.
Altman did a nice little jump step. I don't know what else you would call because it looked like he was going to go one way and then he sort of just cut it right up the middle and got the movement he needed there to move the sticks. There's opportunities to run for sure when you spread the team out that wide with receivers like they do right now on a first and 10 from the 22. A bobbled snap. Geffers got to go back and try to keep it, and he's going to get drawn. Nope, he's got his feet trying to throw it. It's complete, but oh, wow, they're going to lose a ton of yardage on the play, back to the 39-yard line. He could have taken the sack, and he tempted fate by throwing it to Jack Davis. Davis got him a yard back, but they lost a ton on that play.
Yeah, that was one of those plays you have to be really, really thinking quickly, but Davis just should have dropped the ball. Just, you know, incomplete pass.
Second and 28
now. Ball back at the 39-yard line here. So
a
couple gaffes by Wellsville here trying to get themselves going, but they at times have been their own worst enemy. 3 false start penalties and a roll derailing one of their other drives. Geffers taking the snap, rolling to his right on a keeper, and he's going to take it to about the 35-yard line here, so he'll get some of it back, but right now we're looking at a third and 35, or 25.
He's on the tackle for LPW.
Yeah, I think Geffers is trying to maybe get things settled back down with that play, but as you said, third and long.
Third and long coming up for Wellsville.
Closer to 21, I take that back. I'm looking at the wrong digit up there. Okay, so we're looking at a third and 21. And we'll see what Wellsville can dial up here. So far, they've had their moments of success and moments of frustration here offensively, but they're going to need a big chunk play right here. They move the stick, so to speak. Keffers waits on the snap. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Back to pass. Got time in the pocket. Now he's got to roll to his left. The rush is on. Trying to get to the edge. He will, and going to go out of bounds after maybe 3 yards on the play, and that's it. So it'll be fourth down. I mean, where he is, John, he's four down territory anyway, but it is a fourth down at about, it looks like 18, 17.
Yeah, Geffers back to pass, and then finally the pass rush for LPW broke through, and then Geffers just had to scramble to his left and get what he could.
They got him marked where they got him marked is about the 31-yard line, so it's closer to a fourth and 21. Waiting for the play to come in, though. They'll obviously go for it. They're going to send, they got Trenton Green out to the right. David Clark's out to the right. Two receivers to the left. Altman's in the backfield with Geffers. Geffers, the quarterback, waits on the snap. Back to pass. Pass over the middle. Complete. Right around the 15, trying to find room to run, trying to get to the marker, and will not get to the marker. They got a big chunk back, but LPW is going to take over on downs at the 15-yard line.
Geffers' pass is
outstanding,
complete to Jack Davis.
Really nice play by the Lions, and they got close, but...
Close to a first down, but not enough.
No, it's a first down.
No, they're marking
they
a first down.
Check it, first down.
Even the PA got thrown by that one. That didn't look like it was even close, did it to you?
Well, we don't have the best angle.
True.
The far official was kind of, he kind of waited and see.
So Wellsville converts. And that's the second time they've done that on fourth down this evening so far. So it's a first down from the, they're going to mark him at the 19. Actually, no, they're going to mark him from the... From the 13-yard line here. Geffers waits on the snap. He's got Altman in the backfield there, along with James Ciricello. Or Ciccarello, I'm sorry. Geffers looking for a man downfield. Pumps, throws, and it's going to be incomplete. Behind a receiver intended for Jack Davis.
Yeah, behind the receiver. And it was dangerous that time as Merritt was in the area, and we've already seen him pick a couple off last week.
Second down and 10 from the 13. 9:01 to go here in the second quarter. LPW up 7-0. Geffers waits on the snap. Altman in the backfield with him. They'll send a receiver to the right, one to the left. Ciccarello's back in the backfield as well, too. They'll send Clark in motion from right to left. And now we've got a timeout by Wellsville. We'll step away for 30. It's Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Steinbrenner Allstate Agency in Leroy joined CJ Country Radio in wishing our area high school athletes a safe, healthy, and successful season this year. When personal insurance like auto, home, and life insurance finds its way to the top of your to-do list, reach out to the good hands people at the Leroy Allstate office. Not all insurance is the same, and the professionals at the Steinbrenner Allstate Agency are what makes the difference. You're in good hands with Allstate.
7-0 LPW here. It's second down and 10 for Wellsville at the LPW 13-yard line here on CJ Country. Great crowd on hand tonight here. Comfortable weather. The lights have taken hold here at Warsaw High School. Great athletic facility, and we thank everybody here from Warsaw who always shows our hospitality at stores and everybody.
This will be their 16th play on this drive.
Yeah, they've possessed it for a while, Wellsville. They've definitely done that, and they've converted a couple fourth downs here so far tonight. So they're, never say never with them, no matter where the yardage is. Geffers from the gun. Altman there. Ciccarello in the backfield. Receiver to the right, one to the left. They'll send Clark in motion to the left. Now two receivers to the left side as Geffers waits on the snap. Kind of low, but he's got it. Rolls to his left, trying to find a man in the end zone. And it is caught for the touchdown. Jack Davis on the reception. It's 7-6 with a conversion to come.
Yeah, just Geffers rolling out to the left side, and Davis went basically to the corner of the end zone. And nice connection there. Davis makes sure he had his feet down.
That was very, very well executed. Timing was good. Everything about it there, So now the conversion to come. And they will go for two here. So Geffers from the gun. Receiver to the right, one to the left. Altman and Cicerello in the backfield waiting on the snap. Geffers trying to find a man. Throws, and it's going to be incomplete. It'll remain 7-6. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
All season long, Complete Payroll is proud to team up with CJ Country to wish our local athletes the best of luck for an amazing season. For over 30 years, thousands of businesses have called an audible on their current payroll provider and made the switch to Complete Payroll. Let Complete Payroll complete your team. Make the call to 888-237-5800 or visit CompletePayroll.com. Welcome to Payroll Country.
Select Collision in Batavia joined CJ Country in wishing all our area high school athletes the best season ever. If you find yourself in a situation where you need auto body repair work, Select Collision wants you to know you have the right to have your vehicle repaired at the shop of your choice. Select a shop that believes you're the customer, not the insurance company. Have your vehicle repaired properly at Select Collision, Clinton Street Road in Batavia.
7-6 LPW over Wellsville. And here comes the kickoff now by Wellsville with 8:55 to go here in the second quarter. End over end kick. It's going to be fielded by Merritt up at the 10 to the 15 to the gets spun around at the shy of the 20, and now he's going to be brought down by tacklers. He'll get his forward progress. They're going to mark him officially probably right around the 19 or 18 yard line. It'll be first and 10 for LPW.
Well, LPW just one possession so far, and they, you know, they went to length of the field, scored a touchdown, so trying to do it again here. And, you know, they have the one-point lead, but as you said, the Lions have been dangerous on defense, so they want to keep scoring.
It's, you know, you hope LPW hasn't gone stale. That was quite a long drive for Wellsville there. Great ball control there. What was it? How many plays did you count up on that drive?
16 plays, 70 yards, 6:27 of game time. Over half the quarter.
First and 10 for the 17-yard line here for LPW. Waiting on the snap. And it's going to be a handoff right up the middle there and going to be taken for a gain of about maybe one on the play, and that's it. And that's going to be Gath. Second down and nine.
Yeah, Gath up the middle, not much doing there. Sumariski is back in the offensive backfield after limping off earlier.
It's that was an interesting formation because that wasn't a typical three backs in the backfield this time, and they sort of spread things out and attempted to run but couldn't get the blocks they wanted to make it bigger. But second down and nine from the 19 here. LPW will line up again back to their familiar formation with Gath in the backfield there, Sumariski back there. And it's going to be a handoff to Sumariski up the middle and gets met right away. Nope, it's actually, what a great movement! That is not me. That's Maddox Kelly with the ball and going to be taken into Wellsville territory down to the 45. I thought for the life of me, and we've talked about this time and time again, how good they are at faking. Look like Sumariski out up the middle and nope, end around with Kelly.
Yeah, and then to be fair, I saw the same thing. It looked like Sumariski had been stopped. Now,
because I get paranoid, you know. I mean, if you see it, I don't. But now we got a flag back here. Are we spotting? This may be
like
coming back.
Coming back. Yeah.
Yep. These kids are excellent at their fakes, executing this offense. They really are, and that's the thing that makes it so special. The formation itself doesn't look very complex, but they do a lot of interesting things out of it. And their fakes are tremendous and stuff. And we thought I thought Sumariski had it. John was faked out too a little bit, and Kelly was free and clear. But if we got a flag now, you're going to mark this all back. We're waiting for the call.
Yeah, the official went over. He's talking to the
Wellsville sideline.
Just.
We got the ball marked. Kelly had taken it down to the 46 of Wellsville, but this is. And now the official's coming to this sideline to talk to LPW here and let them know what's going on. Not sure what we have here because they haven't given the official signal on the field what the call was.
I think he's waiting for Skyref to tell him.
Going to talk to New York to get the call.
Well, he's kind of heading back over the other way.
Mm-hmm. It's hurry up and wait. We'll see where they're going to mark it. Are they picking this up?
No, they're going to give him... I don't know.
Maybe there was a foul downfield to a certain point, so he's going to get some yardage out of it, but... It's a third and three now. if the yard marker across the way is to be believed, but still haven't indicated what the call was. And we'll never know, folks, as LPW lines up to take this. Here we go with three in the backfield. And it's going to be a handoff this time. That is Merritt on the carry there, and he's going to be very close to a first down. Still on his feet. Great effort there. And, yes, if the official cross the way is to be believed, that's a first down for LPW. They'll move the sticks up to the 30.
Yeah, nice carry for Merritt there. You'd hate to see that drive end after the mystery call. And it would have been, you know, they were into the Lions' territory there. Now, just keep the drive going. And, you know, they do get the second half kickoff, so they could, they really stretch this out. It could be a nice way to end the first half.
At halftime, should I ask the official, what was that? Come on, you can tell me. Nobody knows. All right, first and 10 for the 29 for LPW here. 7:06 to go before halftime. And LPW up by 1 point over Wellsville, Genesee Valley, Belfast. We've got Kelly under center with three backs in the backfield. And it's a handoff this time, and it's going to be Sumariski trying to find room to run, and he will not. Going to be a snowed under, a loss of two on the play. Great pursuit by Wellsville.
Yeah, that time Sumariski went off the left side. Kelly with this time handed the ball to him, and no goal that time for Sumariski.
So it looks like a loss of about two on the play. It'll be a second down and 12 now. The ball spotted at the 27-yard line. Tomorrow, look for CJ Country out at Godfrey's Pond for Genesee County Hunting and Fishing Days. A two-day event going on over there, but I'll be out there from 1 to 4 broadcasting live. So if you're headed out there looking for some family fun and to see what Godfrey's Pond has to offer, come on by. Say hello. Kelly from the center. This time, two receivers put out to the right and two backs in the backfield. Back to pass. And a handoff there. It has Merritt up the left side there. Room to run up to the first down marker at the 40, up to the 45-yard line. Now I'm going to ask you, John, because I never saw Merritt until he got to the left edge there. Was that a sort of a take on what they did with Sumariski last week?
I think so.
Statue of Liberty kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, just very, very last second. I mean, there's those two plays last week. Kelly was about to be sacked, and I don't know if they have it like planned or if it's like a plan B. You know, if I'm under pressure and you're right there, you know, look for the ball. But they've executed that well the last couple of weeks.
It's kind of like a screen in the way, you know, we let the pressure come in and stuff, and then you got the release valve to pick up the yardage there. First and 10 from the 44-yard line for LPW. And a handoff right up the middle and met right away and going to be dropped for a...
It's
Kelly on a carry, actually. Keeper on the play. I thought it was Sumariski with the ball, but not the case. It's going to be Kelly there with a gain of three on the play. Ball is now at the 48-yard line with 5:25 to go here.
Yeah, Kelly with a keeper. It almost looked like he lost the ball at the end of the play, but if not the case, and if so, LPW recovered anyway.
I don't know. I tell you what, man. LPW's got a real way to make an announcer feel dumb. it's like, ooh, I guess I didn't have my coffee. No, it's their offense. They do a lot of neat things with hiding the ball, faking the ball, doing things and stuff, and it's a little tough to always track what's going on until you're a few seconds into the play. Ball at the 48-yard line on a second down and 7, and it's going to be a handoff there and off the left side. Ooh, brought down after a gain of about 3-4 yards on the play there. It's going to be a third down and 2, and that was Sumariski on the carry.
Yeah, Sumariski off the left side, as you mentioned. Nice gain. Bring up, looks like third and two.
Yep, third and two. He got popped at the end of that run for sure, but good running there. Third and two at the 48.
Ball spotted on the 51.
And here we go on a third down at about 3. They got officially marked at the 49 of Wellsville. And it's fake to Merritt. Keep by Kelly around the right side there. Past the first down marker and more to the 4, just to the 41-yard line of Wellsville. It'll be a first down. And that time I saw the play develop. I'm very proud of myself there. But Kelly there, it was a fake, and then he kept it around the end.
Yeah, Kelly showing good speed going around the right side and pick up another first down. And it was Matthew Ritter for the Lions coming up with a stop.
What's different this week for you and what you're observing and, you know, versus the way LPW offensively against Alexander Pembroke? I mean, it's running so much better this week.
Well, I just think you mentioned the line play. I think LPW is maybe a little more physical than they were last week. And, Alexander Pembroke, they hit a tough defensive line.
First and 10 now from the 41 for LPW. 3:43 to go here before halftime. Handoff this time. That's Sumariski there churning his legs. Good momentum. Pushing the pile and going to get a gain of about seven yards on the play down to about the 35.
Yeah, Sumariski just off the left side and had some kind of help from his friends as the run went along, and a good, looks like maybe 6 yard run.
They're not acting out yet, but you can definitely see some frustration on Wellsville. They've started off the season 2-0, and this might be the first team that's really like kind of like showing them something, you know what I mean, offensively.
Yeah, and you know, we mentioned earlier LPW on this drive, you know, they've already consumed over 5 minutes on this possession. They could really almost run the clock out and then get the second half kickoff.
That's true. Second and four now for the 35 of Wellsville. Lined up with the three backs in the backfield. Maddox Kelly under center waiting on the snap. And it's a handoff to Merritt this time. Room to run up to the second level, and he's going to be a first down inside the 30, down to about the 27-yard line. First down.
Yeah, it's been outstanding. LPW not hurting themselves.
Just rolling on the tackle for Wellsville.
Two possessions, and they're headed potentially for a second touchdown.
I'm going to be curious about the number of plays in this drive as well, too, because I mean they're putting in a nice one themselves, matching Wellsville. It'll be a first and 10 now. They got officially marked right around the 28-yard line as Kelly brings in the play from the sideline. 2:28, the clock rolling here. 7-6, LPW over Wellsville, Genesee Valley, Belfast here on CJ Country. LPW going from your right to left, all in black with white numerals. They're lined up in the backfield with Merritt and Gath and Sumariski. Kelly under center waiting. And it's going to be a handoff. Sumariski, room to run, all alone on the way. Oh, a nice fake. Wow, he ran that fake about 15 yards downfield. Looked like he full well had it, but it was a play up the middle.
Yeah, it was Gath up the middle.
Gath up the middle. There you go. And they once again, fooled again by me. Shame on me there, but a loss of yard, 1 yard on the play by Gath. It's going to be a second down 11. Ball still at the 29. They'll mark him in the original line of scrimmage here. It's one thing to fake it. I think like Sumariski was motoring down the left side of the field. He had a man pursuing him too. I'm not so crazy.
No, they definitely do carry the fakes out very well.
All right, so now a fake, and Kelly trying to find room to run. He's going to get dropped back at the 35-yard line there with a minute 22 to go. Now it's going to be a third down at a going to be about 17 to go for first down, looks like.
Yeah, looks like we're going to get a timeout from LPW.
We'll step away for 60 seconds. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Are you looking for an investment which offers a great return? If so, think about having orthodontic treatment at Salmon Orthodontics. Salmon Orthodontics provides the most up-to-date, state-of-the-art orthodontic treatments like Invisalign and clear braces. A beautiful smile enhances your self-confidence, self-esteem, and opens up life opportunities. They have multiple offices throughout Western New York for optimal convenience. Visit them at salmonorthodontics.com to begin your journey to a better life. Salmon Orthodontics wishes all the area high school athletes a fun, healthy, and successful season this year.
Special news alert. The Firing Pin 2.0 is finally open. It's been a long 2 years since the fire and operating out of a storage shed, but it's finally here and bigger and better than ever. Brandon and his crew are extremely excited for you to see their spectacular new facility that will thrill any gun enthusiast. Two floors of everything guns, plus a state-of-the-art indoor firing range. The Firing Pin would like to thank all of their loyal customers for supporting them during these trying times and invite you to come enjoy and be a part of the brand new Firing Pin, Route 33 in Bergen. And the Firing Pin wishes all of our local high school sports teams a bullseye of a season.
On a third down and 17, Kelly's pass intended for Caden Sumariski, incomplete, just a little bit behind him out in the left flat there. So it'll be fourth down, but this is ostensibly four down territory.
Yeah, they tried just kind of a little flare. Sumariski went in motion and unable to convert. The Lions had good pressure that time on Kelly. He had to get rid of the ball really before he wanted to.
With the incompletion, that stops the clock with 1:09 to go here. It'll be fourth down and 17 for LPW. Up 7-6 in this ball game. They're going to get the second half kickoff here. We'll see if they can convert this. Wellsville has converted 2 fourth downs of some yardage, respectable yardage here. On their own, back to pass, Kelly, and going to be a handoff. That Statue of Liberty play. Sumariski's got room to run down the left side, 20. Nice move, 15. Cutting up inside, 10. Down to the 5-yard line and out of bounds. First and goal for LPW. Caden, what a run.
Yeah, that time. We've seen it now, I think, four times in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It seems to have worked every time. And that time we saw it clear as day. They had good pressure in, and that just made it just that. And Sumerski was showing some good wheels getting around the left corner.
I want to see if I want to know after this play or when we get a second to talk if you're seeing the same thing I'm seeing when they run that play. First and goal now from the six. Waiting on the snap. Hand off to Gath, trying to push the pile. And going to be taken off the right side there. And Gath didn't end up with it, I guess. It was Kelly on there. He went up and getting the ball.
Yeah, Kelly that time took it off the right side. Still had plenty of time. Looks like the timeout.
And we got a 60-second timeout. We'll be back. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
As in sports, we all need a game plan for life. We set goals, celebrate achievements, and share the good and bad times with those around us. In sports, we count on our teammates. In life, it's our family and friends who are there for us. Since 1919, Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw has been an established family friend. When it's time to discuss your at-need or pre-need funeral arrangements, call or visit Brian Kazmarek at Weeks Funeral Home at the Monument in downtown Warsaw. 786-2200 or visit online at weeksfuneral.com.
Good luck to all of our local athletes from Summit Family Dental Care. A smile can brighten your day, and they're here to help make it shine. At Summit Family Dental Care, they are dedicated to providing exceptional care for your entire family. Scheduling your next appointment is easy. Just call their Warsaw or Geneseo location today. Summit Family Dental Care, because your smile matters. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com anytime.
And back to action late. And it's going to be Merritt on a carry, in for a touchdown, 13-6 LPW. That's huge with 36 seconds to go in the second half kickoff coming their way as well.
Yeah, Braden Merritt capping off an outstanding drive and especially converting that fourth and very long for LPW.
Conversion to come here. And it's going to be Gage Slocum, the senior, to attempt this kick. And the kick is up and good. 14-6 the score. We'll be back in 60 at Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Norton's Chiselwood in Alexander wishes all the area high school athletes a safe and successful season and wants to let everyone know now's the time to get your Poly outdoor furniture to enjoy not only now, but also throughout the fall football season. And it's just a great time to take a country drive for a fun, unique shopping experience. Norton's Chiselwood is loaded with other new items like unique wood products, home decor, Amish products, and many one-of-a-kind gift items. Find them in Alexander at 4309 Gilhooly Road and check them out on Facebook for more products and store hours. So good luck, student athletes from Norton's Chiselwood.
Country Kitchen in Perry wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck. Country Kitchen Restaurant has terrific specials every day, so you can have the best breakfast, a finger-licking lunch, and a delicious dinner. What? You want it to go? No problem. And speaking of getting something to go, did you know they have terrific pizza and wing specials? Country Kitchen Restaurant, 34 South Main Street in Perry. Hey, why not call and order a pizza right now? Call 237-5640.
And we're back at Warsaw High School. Our apologies there. The officials are running a fast clock in between timeouts. We keep seeing to be coming back late on some of these. But it is going to be a first and 10 for Wellsville from the 43-yard line. They're down 14-6 with 29 seconds left. They will see if they can generate something here before halftime because LPW gets that second half kickoff, and that's where they can really create some space offensively there. And we'll jump into the drive results here in a moment. But right now it's Brennan Geffers, the quarterback from the gun, with two receivers to the left, two to the right. 29 seconds left. They'll send Trenton Green in motion. And it's going to be Green on a jet sweep, trying to find room to run. And he does, the first down marker and then some before he goes right out of bounds, right around the 43-yard line, 44.
Green picks up 14.
Yeah, just, Green's been a dynamic player so far. Instead of risking the pass, just hand them the ball and see what he can get. And in that case, first down, stop the clock.
They're going to mark him officially after a gain of 14. That's going to take him to about the 46-yard line of LPW with 22 seconds left. Get out of, the first down obviously stops the clock there for a moment. I don't know if he did get to the out-of-bounds marker or not. The clock appears not to be moving. They're waiting at the way down the snap of Geffers here as they send receivers out to either side. That will send David Clark in motion. Outman's in the backfield with Geffers waiting on the shotgun snap back in midfield. Back to pass, quick pass out of bounds, and headed to out of bounds is David Clark, and he does step out there right around the 42-yard line there. Gain of about four, second and six.
Yeah, and it was Geff that time for LPW coming up and making the stop, knocking him out of bounds.
17 seconds left here before halftime. And not having enough intel about Wellsville, I don't know that they necessarily have a kicker. They didn't kick when it came time to do their conversion. They went for two, so they may not have a kicking option. So it's pay dirt or nothing. Geffers waiting on the snap here. Second down and six from their own from the LPW 42. From the gun, back to pass, trying to find a man in the backfield. Thrown out in the right flat, and number eight has got the reception there, and he's going to try to step out of bounds. He will, but not before he gets down to the 30-yard line. 7 seconds left. And that was Trenton Green on the reception.
Yeah, Green showing very good awareness because he had the LPW players like right over there and just kind of froze them and got out of bounds.
So 6 seconds left here. They've got time for one. Basically, got time for one from the 30-yard line. So I gotta believe we got a long pattern coming, and they got guys who can get some separation. Other than an overthrow by Geffers, they could have had a long bomb completed earlier in the ball game. First and 10 from the 30. Geffers from the gun. Outman's the only back in the backfield. There's two receivers to the right, two to the left, waiting on the snap. Low snap. He picks it up. He's got it. Looking for a receiver. Rolls to his left. And a flag coming out at the end of the play on a pop fly toward the goal line. And it's wrestled between a couple different players. And it's going to be short of the goal line. We will hold on and see what that flag's going to be. Fell right around the location of the 32-yard line.
I think the
Geffers pass is complete to Green.
We've got holding. And it's going to be... it's going to be declined there. It's on Wellsville, and that will be halftime. It is 14-6, LPW in the lead. We're going to step away for 3 minutes. We'll come back, and we'll encapsulate what we've seen so far here. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck for a productive season. Did you know that cow comfort is essential to milk production? A healthy cow is a profitable cow. Hendrickson's has been in the hoof trimming business for over 40 years. For the health of your herd, contact Zane at Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming at 269-9587. That's 269-9587, Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming, a proud sponsor of high school sports on CJ Country.
The Warsaw and Bergen C-Stores and Alexander Country Deli are proud sponsors of high school sports on CJ Country. Stop into the Warsaw and Bergen C-Stores and Alexander Country Deli and get your gas, snacks, beverages, and lottery tickets. Plus, pick up lunch. Bergen C-Store on Clinton Street Road in Bergen. Warsaw C-Store, Route 19 in Warsaw, and Alexander Country Deli on Main Street in Alexander. Your small town convenience stores and fueling stations with high quality customer service.
Best of luck to our local sports teams from Ott's Collision Service in Warsaw. Ott's handles your ride scheduled maintenance, mechanical repairs, and tires. And should you get in an accident, Ott's will restore your vehicle to look as good as new. Serving CJ Country with quality work since 1957. Ott's Collision Service on Route 19 just south of Warsaw. Call 786-5810.
The last winter storm left over 100,000 Western New Yorkers without power. Country Line Electric can help protect you and your family from our unpredictable and dangerous weather. We have Generac standby generators automatically switching your electrical service to generator power at the onset of a power outage. Also, portable generators and the necessary accessories to hook them into your panel box. Buy now so you're prepared before the next storm hits. Don't forget about us for all your electrical and plumbing needs too. Country Line Electric in Silver Springs and Batavia.
Hats off to our local athletes from the Perry Vets Club. You make your community proud, and they look forward to seeing how far you can go this season and beyond. Many of you may have relatives that are veterans. Remember that military veterans are always welcome at the Perry Vets Club. Membership for veterans is free. Perry Vets Club opens 7 days a week at 64 Lake Street in Perry.
Looking for a great career close to home? Creative Food Ingredients in Perry has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees, including packers, machine operators, mixer and oven operators, warehouse and maintenance workers. They offer competitive pay and great benefits, including annual bonus, shift differentials, medical, dental, and vision insurance, 401k with company match, paid time off, and more. Fill out an application at Creative Food Ingredients on Lincoln Avenue in Perry or
apply today at creativefoods.com. Creative Food Ingredients is proud to support our local athletes.
From Warsaw High School on CJ Country, Section 5 football, LPW with a better result through halftime than last week. They are up 14-6 on Wellsville, Genesee Valley, Belfast. Good first half as both teams try to get their footing underneath them. And, John, recap the scoring for us if you could.
Yeah, so after the LPW had a defensive stop on the first possession for the Lions, they went 9 plays, 73 yards, and it was Brady Merritt with a 1-yard TD run. Conversion good, made it 7-9. Nothing. That's the way the first quarter ended. Then the second quarter, Jack Davis with a 13-yard reception from Geffers. And that was 16 plays, 70 yards, 6:27 off the clock. Conversion, or actually the two-point conversion, no good, 7-6. And then Braden Merritt with a 2-yard run on a 16-play, 83-yard drive over 8 minutes of possession. And then they had to score 14-6 with a conversion.
It's interesting, those two long drives back-to-back. That's one, of the things you don't see very often at the high school level, both teams doing that.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a good running game for, actually, Genesee Valley Belfast West, Wellsville, Genesee Valley Belfast has got their passing game at times, has worked really well, but not many incompletions, so the clock just keeps running.
Let's talk about the what we've been trying to see on the play there. Sumariski busted that long run that set up the Merritt touchdown. And we've seen it a couple times this season, and Caden's been the benefit of, you know, being in the clear. Now, you had mentioned, and you keyed it, that it kind of looked like a Statue of Liberty play, but we got to see it from the backside for the first time. And you said it was almost like a draw play in a way. He's going back to pass, it looks like, but then, you know, but you've got the man there as a safety valve to take that ball.
Yeah, that's the way, yeah, because especially, I mean, they're coming right up. It's almost like they're letting him, well, not letting him, but not giving a whole lot of defense, a lot of resistance, letting the line come in, and then you just hand the ball off, and Sumariski is quick enough that they've made that play work a number of times now.
Yeah, he's been all alone running down the sideline, and it's pretty wild to see. So LPW looks better. They're putting together drives. They're making it happen. Defensively, what are they doing to stymie Wellsville, although Wellsville had the one nice drive there?
Yeah, well, I mean, the obviously Wellsville, that first drive, the three consecutive false starts, and then the interception, that was the end of that. You know, the second drive was very good. That's that long 70-yard run or play drive. And then at the end of the half, they had three first downs that just ran out of time.
So one of the things, you know, that Wellsville does very well, they've got a good pass rush, and for the most part, LPW's been able to, you know, block. They've been able to block and keep that from happening and stuff. They're getting time to make some things develop. They'd like a little better result maybe on some of the runs, but for the most part, they've been doing well in the trenches for sure.
Yeah, I mean, well, they've had two possessions. They scored two touchdowns, so I guess you can't do any better than that.
You absolutely cannot, no. So why don't we do this? We're going to take a 3-minute timeout. We'll come back. John and I will recap since a Thursday night game. We'll do that, and we don't have to talk about what's coming up. We'll talk about what happened last night. Talked about the Bills beating the Dolphins. We'll get into that a little bit as we move through halftime here at Warsaw High School. It's 14-6 LPW over Wellsville, Genesee Valley, Belfast. This is Section 5 Football on CJ Country.
You want your home to be comfortable, relaxed, and welcoming. At Family Furniture in Perry, they strive to make your shopping experience the same. Their staff is friendly and knowledgeable. With 3 floors of home furnishings that are fresh and affordable, they guarantee their prices to be the lowest around. And that's why for nearly 80 years, Family Furniture has been a trusted hometown neighbor. So stop by their showroom and discover a fun way to buy furniture. Family Furniture, not your average shopping experience. Main Street in downtown Perry. Stay connected when you like them on Facebook.
With everything life can throw your way, you need someone on your side. Someone to watch your back. It's time to put Hearts Insurance on your team. The independent professionals at Hearts Insurance Agency are experts when it comes to protecting you and your family, your car, truck, or recreational vehicles, your home, business, or farm. Call today for a review of your coverage and a no-obligation quote. Phone 237-2126. Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry. The standard of excellence since 1877.
Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw joined CJ Country in wishing our local high school athletes the best of luck for a successful competitive season. You make all of us proud. At Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, Joe and Jay are ready to talk to you. You will appreciate their commitment to service and trust. Call them at 786-2424. Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs.
Rob's Glass wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck this season. If it has to do with glass, Rob's Glass should be your first call. They specialize in shower enclosures, new construction and replacement windows, storefronts, mirrors, tabletops, and windshields. Having years of experience in the industry, you can feel confident that Rob's Glass can handle any and all of your glass needs. Give Rob's Glass a call today at their Warsaw office at 786-2568 or their Batavia office at 345-1111 for your next project. Rob's Glass, reflecting excellence since 1984.
Are numbers important? We think so. So get a pen and write down this number, 343-4453. That's the only number you need to call to have your furnace and boiler tuned up or to order fuel oil or propane. Hundreds of people call that number every day because they trust that Reisdorf Oil and Propane will do everything in their power to exceed expectations. Quite simply, we are family-owned and operated. Locally, not Canada, or even Buffalo or Rochester, right here in Genesee and Wyoming counties.
Good luck, high school athletes from Harding Plumbing and Heating. Now is the time to have your furnace serviced or replaced, and Harding Plumbing and Heating is the company to call. They service Wyoming, Genesee, and Livingston counties and offer free estimates on new installations. From simple plumbing fixes to water treatment and filtration systems and everything in between, no job is too big or too small. And with 24-hour emergency service, you can count on Harding Plumbing. Call 237-5561 or visit hardingplumbing.com.
Back at Warsaw High School, moving through halftime here, 14-6 LPW over Wellsville, Genesee Valley, Belfast. And, John, last night, Buffalo Bills pull out another win. They moved to 3-0 on the season and handle their business. And I think some people have been, I don't know if spoiled's a word, by success by the Bills and stuff like that, but people are upset about a team that somehow they're frustrated that, you know, it's not working offensively, although they are the first team to do 3 weeks with 30 points plus and the yardage, and they haven't turned the ball over once this season, but somehow it's flawed.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's not the most aesthetically pleasing,
sure.
But they, you know, like you said, they've been scoring and winning. You know, Miami, you know, they usually play Buffalo tough in Buffalo. So it was, I think it was about 11-point spread. The Bills won by 10, so I mean, they're 3-0. They're the Super Bowl favorite. And I guess some fans can't be pleased. And I would just say, you know, I guess why are you a fan then? If this team doesn't entertain you, yes, you can nitpick, but just enjoy the season.
Right. You know, it's almost like they've forgotten the drought. That it's been so good for so long that people forget how it can be. And let's face it, Miami came out and was not the team that they were 2 weeks ago when they got hammered in the opener. They played the Patriots tougher and closer and probably should have won that game if it wasn't for Achan's foot going out. So you got that. And then they're continuing to put it together. They're finally getting together after a bad start to the season, and Buffalo met them. And even after all that, the Bills win by 10. I can't say there's much to complain about. And you know what? We haven't even seen the full complement of this defense yet. Don Milano, Don Oliver, and we haven't seen the two guys that are come off suspension by week 7, Hoyt and Ogunjobi, when they join the team, what this is going to look like. You know what I mean? I'm excited for the future where the defense is going to be. And I think it's all gonna come together. And you said it before the broadcast. We were just talking as fans. Why peak too soon?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you don't win the Super Bowl in September or October. It's
right.
The Super Bowl is in February. You want to play your best ball towards the end of December into the playoffs in January. And, I mean, the Bills, yes, they haven't had the ultimate success, but they have played good postseason ball. They've won at least one game the last 5 years that they won the division. They've won two games a couple times. So, you know, I would just say enjoy this team.
I think some people, too, now that Josh Allen's won an MVP award, they just expect to go on, and he can win multiples like, you know, like a Lamar Jackson. But to look at his stats this year and look what he's doing. He's doing what's necessary to win, and I don't think he cares much about his stat sheet at this point. I mean, he came into he got three touchdowns, but you know what I mean? A 219-yard passing day, but so consistent, and you know what I mean? And we used to have a guy named Tred Edwards who would check down for all the wrong reasons, and now you get Allen every now and then who will check down, but he's checking down with a guy who's open, who's going to get yards after the catch, like a Shakir, or you know, or Elijah Moore. I like where this offense is, and think about it. If they're like this and people aren't happy and they're getting 30 points a game, it's like, where can this team go?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and Cook just looks dynamic
Cook's
this year.
Great.
I just, you know, I think they're using him the right amount of time. Not going to overuse him. Yes, they gave him a good-sized contract, but just, I mean, he's trying to make last year's 16 or 18, whatever touchdowns he had, not look like a fluke. And so far, he's off to a great start.
And Ty Johnson doing enough when he's called upon that you remember seeing Ray Davis this season, maybe once with the ball. I mean, really, why? You don't need to. Johnson and Cook got it covered. Running game.
Yeah. Davis hasn't shown much yet, but that's okay. You know, he played well last year. And expect him to when they really need him to do well again this year.
All right. So what we'll do is next game, we'll give you our, you know, we always do our analysis, but like I said, a Thursday night game, it changes the math. So next week, you and I will be talking about when they take on the New Orleans Saints. But next week, Section 5 football on CJ Country. We head to Letchworth High School, another home game. We got the rotating sites with LPW, and they'll take on Hornell, Arkport, Canisarega, who lost to Wellsville last week. And so that matchup is going to be happening. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff. So 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff next Friday night here on your home for high school sports. We're going to step away for another 90 seconds. We'll come back here and probably come back to the second half of action. It is 14-6 LPW here on CJ Country.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. You try.
Brought to you by Wyoming County Partners for Prevention.
Cole Building Solutions specializes in building agricultural and commercial barns and storage. Since 2012, Cole Building Solutions does exceptional work and are now a proud partner with Powerlift Hydraulic Doors of New York to add yet another solution for your building needs. For over 20 years, owner Jesse Cole and his crew have maintained their excellent reputation throughout Western New York and have built many structures across the community. Learn more by calling Cole Building Solutions at 558-4140 or stop in at 3925 Route 19 in Silver Springs.
All right, we're back for the second half kickoff here with Wellsville, Genesee Valley, Belfast, and LPW. And LPW up 14-6. A squib kicker taken by one of the up men. He's going to down it, fall on it right around the 29-yard line. That's where LPW sets up shop, first and 10.
So we'll see if the LPW can pick up where they left off in that first half. That was Aiden Shelley that time covering the kickoff.
Two drives, two scores. I think continue this. It sets himself up nice. They get a little bit of a cushion here in this ball game. LPW going from your radio right to left, all in black with white numerals. You've got Wellsville, Genesee Valley, Belfast with white jerseys, black numbers, black helmets, black pants. They'll break from the huddle, standing back at the 29-yard line. Three men in the backfield, Sumariski, Gath, and Merritt. Kelly under center. Now they'll send Merritt in motion to the right. And it's going to be a handoff off the left side there. Sumariski trying to bounce it outside there. His progress will get him about a yard, but that's it up to the 30.
Yes. Sumariski on the carry.
Sumariski on the left side, as you said, trying to bounce it to the outside. And the Lions were ready for that
maybe
one.
A yard.
Kind of, I wouldn't be surprised if they really tried to sell out against the run. Mm-hmm. Just try to, you know, get a stop.
Yep, it's an important drive for both teams here, for sure, the way this game has gone so far. LPW putting together an impressive double-digit drive here to get a touchdown before halftime. That's the way you want to do it. So they'll attempt a double dip here on a second down and 9.
Kelly with a handoff up the middle. No, it's going to be keeping around the outside. It's Kelly with a keeper. Room to run up at the 40. 40 from midfield. 40-yard line. 35 and out of bounds there. Nice run by Kelly on the keeper there. It looked like Sumerski up the middle, but now we got a flag.
Like it'll be an inadvertent whistle on the carry.
Or an inadvertent whistle. That's what it was. So hold on. We're going to see where they mark this here. So they called the whistle early, thinking Sumerski had it. So even they're faking out the referees, it looks like.
No, they're moving the sticks.
All right.
The referee came over the white hat there.
Whistle. LPW will have a first and 10.
Yep, they're going to get they will give LPW the spot. Probably, actually, it's a little less than what Kelly ended up with, but it'll be nonetheless they're at midfield with a first down. Did they split the difference on the yardage? Maybe that's the compromise there?
I think maybe, when they blew the whistle, that's where they marked it.
Okay. That was so weird. Inadvertent whistle like that. LPW with the ball first and 10, though, in midfield, so they move the sticks. That's the most important thing. Kelly under center. We'll keep an eye on where that ball is. This time we see it. Sumerski on a pitch out. Nice cut up to the. Forget him about 5-6 yards on the play. It looked like he was going to stretch it to the sideline, and then all of a sudden jump cut inside. And 5-6 yards on the play. It'll be a second down at 4 down to the 45.
Yeah, it's one of the rare true pitch outs we've seen from LPW. And what is
on the tackle for
the Lions? Jack Davis limping off to the sideline, and he's been one of their better players on offense.
So it'll be a second down and 4 now. 10:31 to go here. It's 14-6, and Kelly.
Maybe I left it on the bench. Thanks, Eddie Boo.
3 men in the backfield. Kelly under center. And a handoff there with Merritt. And going to be close to the first down. I think he's got it, John. Merritt, down to about the 40.
For a first down.
Yeah, Merritt, another quality run right up the middle. And LPW had 9 first downs in the second half. They have 2 on this drive.
First and 10, LPW.
Just keep things going the way they are.
They've got 3 running backs that sort of like all, they're all different types and all different ways to run and stuff. You got Merritt who runs really high. You got Sumerisky, who's like the water bug. And then you got Gath, who's the cement mixer. The middle, so to speak. First and 10 now for the 40. In Wellsville territory here. Kelly under center. 3 backs in the backfield. All in a straight line. Hand off there, and that is a keeper. That's Merritt this time. Going to pick up about 8 yards on the play there. Good 7 or 8 yards on the play. Down to the 32 or 33-yard line. Second down.
Yeah, I feel like they've been a little more straightforward these last few handoffs. And they did that pitch. And not as much at the sleight of hand. Maybe just trying to change things up with a quicker handoff as opposed to what they've done in the past.
Maybe they feel like they're wearing them down a little bit, too, at this point.
Yeah, I mean, they've had. You mentioned the long drives that they've had.
Here we go with the 2nd and 3 from the 33-yard line. Kelly under center. Handoff there. That is Sumerisky with room to run. Enough for the first down and then some. He'll stop at the 22-yard line. Or, I'm sorry, the 27-yard line. There we go. 27 and a first down, LPW.
Yeah, and all these possessions, all these carries, they've been very secure with the ball. They just haven't put the ball on the carpet yet. And they're just keeping the chains going.
Doing a great job with time of possession so far here in the first half, or second half with this ball. So it's a first and 10 now. Ball at the 27-yard line. LPW lining up with Gaff and Sumerisky and Merritt. Kelly once again under center with 8:38 to go here in quarter number 3. And it's a handoff. It's going to be a keeper by Kelly with room to run. Going to bounce it outside down to about the 20-yard line, inside the 20 there. Down to about the, we'll see where they mark it officially. Going to mark him right around the 19, first down.
Yeah, Kelly that time just faked the handoff, kept the ball in his left hand, and went over the left side. It looks like it's going to be second down.
Second down. It's going to be 1 yard short there. Got 9 on the play. Good run.
But, I mean, it's ideal for LPW, really, for him not to get the first down. Now it's second and very short. They can do really whatever they want these next couple plays.
Second and 2 from the 19. Kelly waits on the snap. Handoff this time. That's Merritt trying to find room to run off right tackle and headed toward the end zone. Standing up. He's going to go in for the touchdown. He will. And there you go. It is now 20-6. LPW in control of the game now.
Yeah, Braden Merritt, third touchdown of the evening. And that 19-yard run.
LPW
LPW's leading to 20-6.
LPW looking good so far.
Gage Slocum will try to make it 21-6 here with 7:44 to go here in the third. Slocum waiting for the snap here. Confident drive by LPW, though. Very impressive drive here. Eating up a lot of clock and getting a score here. And the kick is up, and it is good. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Whether you have a couple of cans rattling around your car or 1,000 cluttering up your garage, collect them up and bring them into Warsaw Redemption Center, where the friendly staff makes the process of redeeming for your nickel deposit quick and easy. And Warsaw Redemption Center is conveniently located in the parking lot of Family Life Church in Warsaw, right on your way to Tops and Walmart. Learn more online at warsawredemptioncenter.com. Proud sponsors of high school sports.
Edel Rock Gravel Products in Pike and Freedom. Join CJ Country in wishing our local athletes the best of luck and a productive season. Edel Rock Gravel Products is your home for filtered Cow Beach sand. Cow Beach sand is easier on your cow's hooves and easier to clean. They also offer all kinds of gravel products, including bank run, crusher run, oversized, screened, cleaned, and washed. Find out more by calling 567-2100 or stop by Edel Rock Gravel Products. Route 19 in Pike and an awesome road in Freedom.
And Gage Slocum kicks it away for LPW, up 21-6 here in the third, and a kick received around the 20-yard line, 25-30, up to about the 35-yard line on the return there, and that's where Wellsville will start. First and 10. Returned by Lamberson.
Shelley on the tackle for LPW.
The three drives, they've totaled over 17 minutes in game time, so just a good time of possession for LPW. Keep the ball out of Wellsville, Genesee Valley, Belfast hands.
I mean, the way the last week went with Alexander Pembroke, it was so thorough the way they handled LPW. I feel like this is, I mean, obviously you want to win, but also, too, I think this is good for them to get themselves in a rhythm and get going again and build some confidence, too. You know what I mean? When you, what you know has worked in the past doesn't work, you start going, or, you know, you start questioning things, but this has been a great night offensively so far for them. Geffers on first and 10 now. Back to pass. They try complete out in the flat up to the 40-yard line, 45. Room to run down to the second level and down to the 45-yard line of LPW. So Davis on the reception. And going to be first and 10 for Wellsville, and that's one of the bigger plays I've had recently.
Yeah, and getting back to your point about LPW, now next week they're playing the team we mentioned that
some risky on the tackle.
Had lost to Wellsville.
Lost to Wellsville. Then the game after that is Livonia, who's struggled lately. And then, so they could really,
ball,
you know,
spotted on the 44,
get a nice little run going here.
Yeah.
You know, they could easily be 5-1. And they, you know, have a couple tough games at the end of the year at Leroy Kalmum. And then sure. Argananda comes here. But, you know, they could be 5-1 going into those two games.
Right now, they got to handle their business tonight. They are up 21-6. Wellsville with a first down. And the ball at the 44-yard line of LPW is Geffers from the gun. Two receivers out to the right. One to the left. You got Altman in the backfield with him. And a bobbled snap there, and LPW is going to fall on the ball. LPW there in a bad exchange, and it's LPW ball at the 46-yard line, just like that. Getting the ball again.
Yeah, Carter Price at that time, the right place, right time, comes up with a fumble, and just when it looked like Genesee-Ville of Belfast had a nice drive going, give it up, and LPW chance really to put this game away for all intents and purposes.
As far as from a statistical standpoint, Merritt's probably been the best player defensively for LPW this season, but Pricer's made some nice plays this year so far.
Yeah, Pricer's had a nice defensive season.
Here we go with a first and 10 for LPW at their own 46-yard line. 7:09 to go here in the third quarter, up 21-6. And Kelly waits on the snap, and it's a handoff there to Gath, who's going to dive forward and pick up about 3 yards on the play, take him to almost midfield, just help stop around the 49.
Yeah, Gath, you said, just a quick hitter. And Gath, easy to pick out with those bright green shoes of his.
Second down now and 7. 6:43 to go. In quarter number 3, LPW here
trying to put together another scoring possession. Three drives, three scores tonight. It's kind of all gone their way offensively. Kelly with a handoff there, and that's going to be a keeper up the middle. I think that was Gath on the carry there for another couple yards. And so we're looking at a third and five into Wellsville territory.
51-yard line.
Yeah, they've done a nice job changing it up. I've said, you know, although I'm not sure how much they need to change it up with the three touchdowns, but I just think offensively they're calling it a nice game and keeping the Lions off balance defensively.
And you can sort of see the frustration in Wellsville because, you know, they were you get 2-0 going this season, you think you got something rolling, and then you run into somebody that's got some game, and it's kind of, it's you're like, what are we doing? What's happening? It can be frustrating for sure. Here they go into, a quick step up to the line here on a third down and about five. And it's going to be a handoff to Merritt trying to get past the marker. He'll twist and turn, and he will get past the marker for a first down. Ball is now at the 43-yard line.
Yeah, Merritt, you know, we talked about the different type of running types they have. Merritt's the bigger guy, and just right up the middle, able to power through for the first down.
Ball at the 43, LPW here as they wait for the play to come in with Kelly from the sideline. 5:28 to go here in quarter number three. 21-6 LPW over Wellsville, Genesee Valley, Belfast. And next week, join us as it's going to be Hornell, Arkport, Gennesarega coming to Letchworth High School for next week's game. Next Friday night here on CJ Country. Kelly under center. And it's going to be a keeper by him around the end there. And he'll get to the first down marker. He's going to be real close if he did not get it. They'll mark him just short. He's going to go out of bounds right around the 35, it looks like. So maybe a second and eight.
Yeah, Kelly that time. Seems like he's had his better runs coming toward us on the left side. But that time he went to the right side, did a nice fake, and just kind of fouled his blockers. And an excellent eight-yard game.
Second and two. CJ Country Harvest Radio Auction tomorrow from 8 to noon. Bid on items from area businesses. The list of items is up at WCJW.com. People always say shop local. Here's your opportunity and save money in the process. And if you win, pay with credit card, good check and cash. And in many cases, pick it up right at our radio station. First things first, though, the Friday Night Lights, LPW, trying to keep this drive going. Second and two now. Kelly under center. Hand off to Merritt once again. And great effort there to get past the yard, the first down marker there and down to about the 30 for a first down.
I mentioned earlier how impressive it is, LPW. I mean, no turnovers, but no penalties either that I can recall.
Right.
Other than the mystery one that we never really figured
That's
out.
That's right. It shall remain nameless. Well, you know what? To be honest with you, Wellsville, other than those gaffes they had early on, they've had kind of a clean game since then, too.
Yeah, just obviously this fumble right here hurt them very much.
Absolutely. Here we go again on a first and 10 for the 30. Kelly calls signals. Hand off to Sumariski, trying to have room to run up inside. Actually, that's Regatuso on a carry this time. And he's going to pick up a good gain of about 5-6 yards on the play.
Nice job, LPW changing up. I think that's Regatuso's first carry of the night.
It is. Yep.
And a nice 5-6 yard gain.
Yep, they got a couple guys off. Gath is on the sidelines right now. Sumariski's on the sidelines. They got a couple guys. They're changing some personnel around. And no matter who's back there, this running game's kind of feeling it right now. They're making it work. They got Aiden Shelley back there as well, too. Kelly, handoff, and that's Regatuso again. A second level, room to run, trying to hit toward the end zone. He's going to get in, standing up, touchdown, LPW. And that makes it 27-6 with the conversion to come.
Yeah, Maddox Regatuso right up the middle and showing very good speed. And LPW has broken it open.
Slocum will try to get it to 28-6 with 3:51 to go here in the third. But yeah, it's we may be calling a lot of new numbers here going forward. The way this game is sort of broken open, there might be a lot of guys getting reps that weren't getting them before. Here comes the conversion try though with Slocum, waiting on the snap. Snap, spot, set, kick up and good. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Discover all that SUNY GCC has to offer at their academic open house on Saturday, November 8th from 9 a.m. till noon. Tour GCC's beautiful campus and state-of-the-art facilities, including College Village student housing. The academic and student affairs departments will be there to answer all your questions. Register online today at genesee.edu/visit. That's genesee.edu/visit.
The Steinbrenner Allstate Agency in Leroy joined CJ Country Radio in wishing our area high school athletes a safe, healthy, and successful season this year. When personal insurance like auto, home, and life insurance finds its way to the top of your to-do list, reach out to the good hands people at the Leroy Allstate office. Not all insurance is the same, and the professionals at the Steinbrenner Allstate Agency are what makes the difference. You're in good hands with Allstate.
And Slocum will kick this away, 28-6, LPW all over Wellsville, fielded at the 20, up to the 30-yard line, 35, and just about to the 37-yard line, Lamberson on the return there, and that's where Wellsville will start first and 10.
Wellsville.
Yeah, they're really up against it now. If they, you know, if they have any designs of getting back, they're just going to have to score the rest of the game, and
right,
maybe, you know, an onside kick or cause a defensive turnover somehow, because they have not stopped LPW yet.
Two receivers out to the left. Two to the right. And we got Geffers from the gun here. Back to pass. Quick pass to Davis out in the flat. And up to the 45 to midfield and going to go out of bounds. Just enough maybe for the first down there. But actually, it's Trenton Green. I take that back. Trenton Green on the reception.
They've done well moving the ball. Especially, I think Green has been impressive. Just getting the ball quickly and let it move up the sidelines.
I'm kind of surprised they didn't have run any more like long fly patterns like that one that was just out of the receiver's reach, though, because they did get some separation out there. And a pass to the left side of the field. And that time, this Davis there going to get the ball. And down to the 45-yard line there. And
reception gets the ball to the 45-yard line.
It'll be a second down and three, it looks like.
No huddle here. You know, I think they'll still get the signals in, but they're moving really as quickly as they can.
And to be honest with you, this is where some of that eight-man comes into play, too, yeah. You know, running the hurry up like this. Geffers from the gun, two receivers to the left, two to the right, second and three from the LPW 45-yard line. They're sending a man in motion. That's Ritter. And a pass. Geffers thinks better right now. He throws out in the flat, and it's Ritters this time who's trying to hold on to it, but he bobbles it just enough that LPW can grab him back at the 49-yard line. He's going to lose about 3 yards on the play.
Yeah, that was not one of their better plays offensively. Obviously, they kind of faked it once, faked the other way, and then kind of fumbled the pass. Oh, we got a flag.
Yeah, I was gonna point out and ask if you had seen that one, because I wasn't sure. See what the call is. I'm wondering if because it took Ritter a minute to kind of get it under control, maybe there was a legal man downfield. Is it possible that that's what it is? Because they're talking to the LPW sideline about it. Official calling timeout. Nope, they're going to say it's a hold on Wellsville there, and it's declined.
So it'll be, against Wellsville is declined.
So it'll be a third down, and it's going to be about a third down and six from the 48 of LPW. 2:21 to go here in the third quarter.
How much you want on it?
I think the officials are trying to determine whether they want to add some time to the clock.
I'm just glad they told us what the call was.
First time for everything.
They're signaling the booth here to get the proper time up on the clock here.
You got 2:30 on the clock?
We do, buddy. Yeah.
All right, so 2 minutes 30 seconds what the clock is at now. Third down and 6 from the 48. Geffers with two receivers out to the left, two to the right. He's got Altman in the backfield with him. Back to pass. And now he's got a scramble to his left, trying to find room to run, but the rush is on. He throws it up, kind of a fly ball there, and it's going to be caught. Oh, no, it wasn't there. Two receivers in the general area there, and going to be incomplete. And Davis tried to get his hands on him.
Yeah, I think Davis and Green were both in the area.
Yeah.
He's just kind of like you said, Geffers just kind of threw it up out of desperation. They really got to him that time, and he had no place to go. So, try it and see what happens.
It was a back foot throw for sure, you know what I mean? So yeah. You just kind of just winging it down, hoping to get somebody. Here comes 4th and 6. Wellsville, been a rough night for them after a certain point here. They look like they're going to be the equal for a minute, but LPW has exerted their will big time. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Geffers from the gun. Ball at the 48. They have converted 2 fourth downs, though, on long yardage tonight. Back to pass. Rolling to his right. Geffers trying to find a man, and it's going to be complete, but is he out of bounds? Who did they mark him? Geffers looking for the official pass. Sign. Nope, he's saying out of bounds. So fourth down, LPW takes LPW over on downs.
Yeah, trying to find David Clark going up the right side. Clark made a really nice effort, nice move to get open. It would have been a first down, but just not able to get his feet down.
Not enough real estate for him to make that move with 2:06 to go, and LPW will now take over at their own 48-yard line. See what LPW can dial up here and see where they go from here and who they bring in personnel-wise. I expect to see some new bodies out there for sure. We do see Gath. You can't miss him with the neon green shoes for sure. Kelly under center. And it's a handoff. Nope, it's going to be a keeper by Kelly off the left side to midfield, and that's it. So gain of about 2 yards on the play. It'll be a second and eight.
Yeah, Kelly was just the fake. Just took it over the left side offensive line and then cut it up the middle. And LPW just content here to just run clock. Obviously, score again, that'd be great. But I think just kind of really just run the clock and don't turn the ball over and see what happens.
1:39 to go here in the third quarter, and you're in a good position when you can talk in those terms. Sumariski will come to the sideline. We'll see what they have back in the backfield there. See if Ragatuso, who busted that touchdown earlier, is back out there. We'll see if his number's there. I see Gath back there. I see Merritt. Yep, Ragatuso's back there with him on a second and eight from midfield. And a handoff this time, and that's going to be Ragatuso there with a gain of about another 3-4 yards on the play there. So it'll be a third down and about four. Yeah, third and four.
And David Clark for Wellsville, Genesee Valley, Belfast coming up with a stick on defense.
They're going to mark him closer to a third and five at the 47 with a minute three to go here in the third quarter. Beautiful night. The weather has cooperated so far this season. You never know what you're going to get sometimes. We've had a great start to, official fall forthcoming. But these first 3 weeks have been really, really nice. And thank goodness for being in the booth. Thanks to the Warsaw staff, as always, for their hospitality. It's a third down and five. Kelly's under center. Going to hand it off. Ragatuso trying to run. Way to try to bust one tackle there. And he puts his head down and challenges his legs there. But only gets another couple yards. It's fourth down. And about three from the 45.
Throw on the tackle along with
in Wellsville Clark territory.
They did. For some reason, the far sideline official waved to stop the clock, and now the referee has started it up again. So we'll go right to the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we'll see if they're going to get this playoff, and I doubt they will. All right, yeah, and they are not going to do it. So we are going to step away. Three quarters in the books, 28-6 the score. LPW over Wellsville, Genesee Valley, Belfast. We'll be back in 60 at Section 5 football on CJ Country.
All season long, Complete Payroll is proud to team up with CJ Country to wish our local athletes the best of luck for an amazing season. For over 30 years, thousands of businesses have called an audible on their current payroll provider and made the switch to Complete Payroll. Let Complete Payroll complete your team. Make the call to 888-237-5800 or visit CompletePayroll.com. Welcome to Payroll Country.
Select Collision in Batavia joins CJ Country in wishing all our area high school athletes the best season ever. If you find yourself in a situation where you need auto body repair work, Select Collision wants you to know you have the right to have your vehicle repaired at the shop of your choice. Select a shop that believes you're the customer, not the insurance company. Have your vehicle repaired properly at Select Collision, Clinton Street Road in Batavia.
Three quarters in the books. One more to go here from Warsaw High School on CJ Country, Section 5 football. It's LPW 28, Wellsville, Genesee Valley, Belfast 6. And LPW has kind of had their way with things. Four touchdowns, right?
That is correct.
We've always seen great offensive performances from them for the most part in the years we've been covering them, but I can't remember four in a row, do you?
No, they've played very well tonight. See if they can keep it going, make it 5-for-5.
Fourth down now, see if they can convert it. And we got a jump, and that's going to be an encroachment. 5-yard penalty, and there's your first down. They will keep moving the sticks.
Yeah, it was Matthew Ritter for the Lions. He came up over the nose tackle, and he knew him right away.
LPW, first down. And
that'll be a gift first down for LPW.
Yep, they're now at the Wellsville 40-yard line here. And Ragatuso's out there along with Gath and Looks like Merritt's out there as well, too. Kelly's under center, waiting on the snap, going from your radio left to right. And now Kelly is going to change the play at the line. They're calling an audible. And it's going to be handoff to Merritt, trying to find room to run. He'll get, looks like, 2 yards on the play, maybe three.
Yeah, LPW just content to... You know, 3 yards in a cloud of dust, but no cloud of dust on this turf. But, you know, just run the clock and keep getting the first down.
And now Merritt will come out.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's official
and
tonight's
and with the score the way it is, you know, I expect to see some other LPW personnel get into the game.
That'll be our 200th straight sellout going back to 1980.
Mike Holmes doing what he does best, trolling everybody from the booth here. Having some fun tonight. Waiting on the snap here on a second down and 7. Ragatuso trying to find room to run. He's going to get snowed under. He managed to get a great effort to get back to the original line of scrimmage, but nothing doing. 3rd and 7.
Near the original line of scrimmage.
Kelly that time just faked the, look, he did hand the ball off. Carried out the fake going to the right. And mm-hmm. It's sometimes you do that just because you look to see if there's nobody following you, then the next time maybe you hold on to it and bring it yourself.
3rd down and 7. Ball at the 37. LPW there. We got Gath back there. Ragatuso. And someone else across the way there trying to make up that jersey number there. But Kelly with a pass intended for Pricer on 3rd down. So now it'll go to 4th down there. They tried a quick hitter on a pass there. Incomplete.
Yeah, well, I mean, why not? I mean, Pricer's, as you mentioned, he's been a good player defensively. Also, you know, quality tight end for them. And just, you know, that I think that's one of the first passes they've tried tonight. So it's kind of hard to hit that when you haven't had a lot of practice with it.
4th down and 7. And once again, LPW, can they keep it going? 4 drives, 4 scores. And the 5th one is now in peril. Once again, at 4th down, a flag on encroachment kept the drive going before, and now they're going to hand off. And up is going to—it's going to be Kelly rolling to his right, trying to ruin a run. A flag's going to come out. He'll get snowed under. Wells will take over on downs, depending on what this flag is going to be across the way. But it might be—I'm thinking it might be a holding, and it is. So they'll decline that, and Wellsville takes over. So hey, nobody's perfect. But LPW has been fantastic tonight offensively.
Yeah, and give Wellsville, Jesse Bell and Belfast credit for their defense coming up with a stop. And we'll see. You know, you mentioned other than that one drive, it's been a tough go so far for the Lions.
The penalty will be declined.
So the ball will be at Wellsville's own 40-yard line. 10:22 to go. It's 28-6 LPW all over Wellsville, Genesee Valley, Belfast. The Lions looking at their first loss of the season potentially here. 2-0 to start the season, but this will put them at 2-1, and this will get LPW over the 500 mark at 2-1 if the things stay the way they are. Geffers, the quarterback, waiting for the snap. Receiver to the right, 2 to the left, 2 backs in the backfield. Rolling to his left now, back to pass. Trying to find a man, and he does by the first down marker. First down there, Trenton Green on the reception, and he'll go out of bounds officially right around the 48 of LPW.
Yeah, Green's showing himself to be a very, very good receiver. He's a senior, 6'3", 200 pounds, so good size, good hands, and a first down for the Lions.
No quitting the Lions here, trying to put a drive together and maybe set the tone right for their next opponent, next opportunity, and next game. But this one appears to be a fait accompli right now. Got the receiver to the right, 1 to the left. Geffers waits on the snap. They'll send Clark in motion left to right. And it's going to be a handoff. Trying to cut it back up inside is Cicerello, and he's going to get snowed back under. They'll give him his forward progress down to about the 47-yard line there, so it'll be a 2nd and 8.
I think that might have been his first carry of the evening.
Yeah.
And 2nd and 8. Not a whole lot available there.
He's been out there in the offensive backfield a few times, but yes, you're right. That is probably his first carry for the evening. 2nd and 8, 9:49 to go. And Ritter now at quarterback for Wellsville here. So they are moving some personnel around here. Ritter took the play in from the sideline, but Geffers is the one taking the snap. Okay, for a minute there, it looked like he was the one looked like Geffers was going to be there, or Ritter was going to be the one to control there, but it is Geffers still at quarterback as he rolls to his right, trying to find a man. Complete. A good reception down to the 35-yard line and out around the 31. And couldn't make out who it was across the way. I want to say Trenton Green, but I might be wrong. See who it is not that way. A little tough.
I think it was Clark.
Davis on the reception.
Oh, Davis.
Davis on the reception. Number six, 6 and 8.
Another first down for Wellsville.
At a distance, they can look the same. First and 10 now at the 31-yard line for Wellsville, driving in on LPW. And this time a very spread formation. Two receivers way out to the left side. One to the right. Outman's in the backfield. Cicerello might be back there as well, too. Nope, that's Ritter back there at a reception. And Davis with room to run, and he's going to get a first down and more. He slips the tackle, and he's going to head toward he's out of bounds at the 3. We look at him, he's on his way to the end zone there, but Davis with a great second effort to duck a tackle.
Yeah, so the Lions, a nice drive here. See if they can cash it off. Still up, very uphill climb, but yeah, one drive at a time.
First and goal now from the 4 or 3. For Wellsville, Genesee Valley, Belfast, the Lions here trying to get another score in this ball game with 9:05 to go. Geffers from the gun, and a flag coming out. Do we have another false start?
Flag down.
We haven't seen much in the way of penalties.
It is LPW.
Wow. Okay. Usually they come in quick, and you go, okay. I didn't see. Did you see who jumped?
No, I just saw it was the far judge, side judge, who made the call.
Yeah. It wasn't obvious, let's put it that way, as far as who jumped across the line there, but there must have been some kind of motion into the neutral zone there for LPW. So it'll be the ball's down to the 2, and it's a first and goal. It's at the far hash and a little bit away from us. But we'll see if we can figure this out as Ritter's in the backfield, along with Xander Outman, the senior. And Brennan Geffers, the quarterback. Geffers from the gun. Receiver to the right, one to the left. Waiting on the snap. And it's going to be a handoff off the left side and going into the end zone. And up, it is a touchdown. And that's going to make it 28-12 with 8:57 to go in the conversion to come.
I think it might have been Green on the
touchdown run by Green.
There you go. Good call. Waiting on the conversion try here. And they have not kicked a conversion earlier, and they're not going to start now. So a chance to go for 2 here to make it 28-14. And a low snap. Geffers has got to get a handle on it, and he does. Throw it toward the corner, and it's going to be incomplete. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Are you looking for an investment which offers a great return? If so, think about having orthodontic treatment at Salmon Orthodontics. Salmon Orthodontics provides the most up-to-date, state-of-the-art orthodontic treatments like Invisalign and clear braces. A beautiful smile enhances your self-confidence, self-esteem, and opens up life opportunities. They have multiple offices throughout Western New York for optimal convenience. Visit them at salmonorthodontics.com to begin your journey to a better life. Salmon Orthodontics wishes all the area high school athletes a fun, healthy, and successful season this year.
Special news alert. The Firing Pin 2.0 is finally open. It's been a long 2 years since the fire and operating out of a storage shed, but it's finally here and bigger and better than ever. Brandon and his crew are extremely excited for you to see their spectacular new facility that will thrill any gun enthusiast. 2 floors of everything guns, plus a state-of-the-art indoor firing range. The Firing Pin would like to thank all of their loyal customers for supporting them during these trying times and invite you to come enjoy and be a part of the brand new Firing Pin, Route 33 in Bergen. And the Firing Pin wishes all of our local high school sports teams a bullseye of a season.
LPW on top.
Back at Warsaw High School, 28-12. It is LPW all over Wellsville, although Wellsville getting a touchdown there and putting a drive together. And now LPW will be content to try to eat clock here, but there's still some time left here, and Wellsville could make it interesting with a stop.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's one thing about the high school versus the pros we're used to seeing. You know, the pros, if like a receiver catches the ball, it gets out of bounds, they usually keep the clock running. High school, it stops, so there's plenty of time.
Kelly with a handoff there. And a good run for, Merritt. And Merritt has got one man to beat. He's at midfield, and he's going to get brought down into Wellsville territory at the 45. Great wheels, but Cicerello finally brings him down. First down for LPW in Lion territory.
Yeah, Braden Merritt. Just
wow.
Quick hitter right off the middle, and he was off to the races. And he said give Cicerello credit for bringing him down. Merritt was looking to take that to the house.
Yeah, that was all that was left from him going the whole way there. 8:38 to go here. LPW with a first down into Lion territory. Big crowd here at Warsaw High School tonight. Good crowd. Waiting on the snap. First and 10. Kelly with a handoff off the right side there, and a first down and more down about the 30-yard line. Good carry on the play, and that was Ronan Merritt on the carry. No, number six, actually. No, that's Chase Orcutt. That's his first carry of the night, a first down.
Yeah, Orcutt was in, I think, Merritt after that long run came over for a break.
Yeah. Well, I thought was number five, Ronan Merritt, the sophomore. You got your six and eights, and you got your fives and sixes. This is where confusion can happen for a play-by-play guy, especially of my caliber. When it makes mistakes will happen.
And you got a pair of Merritts, too.
That's right. Here we go with a handoff, and that's Orcutt again. With a good movement, pick up about 7-8 yards on the play, and about seven, down about the 25-yard line there.
25. Yeah, LPW, just in case the Lions had any visions of a comeback, trying to just put together a nice touchdown drive here and get your three-score advantage back.
Waiting for the play to come in from the sideline. Kelly conferring with his coaches, and then coming back in. 7:08 to go. 28-12. LPW in the driver's seat here, and threatening to hit pay dirt again. You got Sumariski in the backfield. You got Gaff back there, and Orcutt. And once again, Orcutt with room to run, and a good run there. And oh, and this time, you know what? That is Ronan Merritt that time on the carry there, taking it inside the 20, down to the 17.
Yeah, Ronan Merritt, a sophomore. Braden Merritt, a junior.
In the Warsaw Sports Boosters Orange Zone, visit the Warsaw Sports Boosters.
LPW really spreading the wealth
located behind
now amongst the running backs.
And bleachers.
I'll tell you what, if Ronan does anything like the older brother, they're going to have a couple talented dudes next season for sure, too. Going to be a first and 10 now. The ball marked at the 18-yard line, I think, is where they got it at. Yep, they got it marked at the 18 of Wellsville. And, Gath Sumariski, and I think that's Merritt across the way. It's either Merritt or Orcutt, and it's going to be Merritt this time. And pushes, shoving, and headed toward the end zone for a touchdown. He breaks out of the pile and scores. Ronan Merritt with the touchdown, and that makes it 34-12 with 6:10 to go.
Yeah, 18-yard touchdown run for Ronan Merritt. First score of the year for him. And Ronan Merritt following up off his brother's touchdown run last time they had the ball.
Conversion try to come. We'll see if they let Slocum boot it again here to make it 35-12.
Slocum in for the kick.
So, six drives, five scores. Braden Merritt here to hold. Waiting on the snap. And a bobbled snap. They're going to simply fall out. A ball keeps rolling around, and they're going to fall out, and that's where it'll stay. 34-12. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is Section 5 Football on CJ Country.
As in sports, we all need a game plan for life. We set goals, celebrate achievements, and share the good and bad times with those around us. In sports, we count on our teammates. In life, it's our family and friends who are there for us. Since 1919, Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw has been an established family friend. When it's time to discuss your at-need or pre-need funeral arrangements, call or visit Brian Kazmarek at Weeks Funeral Home at the Monument in downtown Warsaw. 786-2200 or visit online at weeksfuneral.com.
Good luck to all of our local athletes from Summit Family Dental Care. A smile can brighten your day, and they're here to help make it shine. At Summit Family Dental Care, they are dedicated to providing exceptional care for your entire family. Scheduling your next appointment is easy. Just call their Warsaw or Geneseo location today. Summit Family Dental Care, because your smile matters. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com anytime.
And a kickoff return by Wellsville. They're up to the 25-yard line. And that's where the Lions will set up first and 10, down 34-12 to LPW.
Well, they had a nice drive last time. We'll see if they can follow it up here, even though the game is pretty much out of hand. Like you said earlier, just trying to get some drives, kind of get yourself looking forward to next week. Looks like some substitutions coming in.
Wholesale changes? Next week, Section 5 football on CJ Country. Join us 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff. Hornell, Arkport, Kennesarega comes to Letchworth High School for all the action against LPW here on your home for high school sports. Geffers waits on the snap. They'll send David Clark in motion, and now a flag. We're going to get a false start, are we again?
I think they said offside.
Offside? Wow. No need at this point, really. I mean, you know.
No, I know.
Somebody's lined up weird or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well. And I guess, I mean, unless he, like, touched him, and I know maybe the rules are different in high school, but usually you would think they'd play that out.
First and five now, up to the 30-yard line, just beyond the 30 for Wellsville. 6:01 to go. Geffers from the gun. Two receivers to the left. Two backs in the backfield. Receiver to the right. Going to roll to his left. And a completion up around the 35-yard line there. That's David Clark. And they're going to mark him very close to a first down. He might have it, actually.
Yeah, their offense at times, especially here the last drive and this drive, they've looked very good on offense. You know, moving the ball around, getting first downs. Of course, you know, LPW could play a little soft on defense, just don't want to give the long one.
It's interesting how many times Geffers, being a right-handed quarterback, how many times they've rolled him to his left.
Yeah.
A lot of times, actually, the ball game, which is, you know, seems counterintuitive, but it is working for them. Two receivers to the left, and now they'll send Clark in motion to the right to join the other receiver across the way. Geffers from the gun. He's going to roll to his right now and try to find a man downfield, and he will complete at the marker there. That is Davis, right around the 49-yard line, 50-yard line, enough for a first down, and actually into LPW territory.
Yeah, moving chunk plays here, their last drive and this drive. Of course, too little too late. The clock's still running.
You kind of wonder where some of this was earlier a little bit. You know what I mean? It's like they're starting to really move well. But then again, we don't know how they're emptying the bench or not emptying the bench across the way personnel-wise for LPW here. I do see a couple people that typically are starting, but Geffers now for the shotgun at the 49 of LPW. 5:25 to go, back to pass, looking downfield. Now the rush is on, and he's going to get dropped back at the 39-yard line there. Great play. Number 68, Braden Schroeder on the sack.
Schroeder that time Geffers. Broke in, and a huge sack for LPW defensively.
Big loss, 11 yards
second
on the play. 5:05 to go with second and 21 now for Wellsville. The Lions will fall to 2-1 on the season. LPW improves to 2-1. Week 3, always a big week here at high school football, and a, you know, 7-8 week season for these teams that finally solidify their personality. A pass out on the left flat to Trenton Green. He's going to get some of his yardage back. Get about 11 of it back before he's snowed under. So it'll be a third down at about 10.
Gets that to the 5th-yard line, a gain of about 9.
Yeah, nice gain again to Green.
And 11 to Wellsville.
I'm sure he's having a really nice receiving game. I would think he's probably over 100 yards receiving, but
ball's probably dead on the 15,
just not
39.
Enough tonight.
He had 114 last week on a score against Hornell. Ball at midfield on a 3rd and 11. And Geffers waiting for the snap here. Xavier Outman in the backfield along with Ritters. Receiver to the left. One way out to the opposite sideline to the right. Geffers back to pass. Rushes on. Throwing downfield. Long pass. Picked off. Interception. 30. 40. That's Sumariski with the ball. 45. Twisting and turning up onto the 47-yard line there. And LPW will take over. Kaden Sumariski on the pick. We'll be back in 30 seconds. This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Norton's Chiselwood in Alexander wishes all the area high school athletes a safe and successful season and wants to let everyone know. Now's the time to get your Poly outdoor furniture to enjoy not only now, but also throughout the fall football season. And it's just a great time to take a country drive for a fun, unique shopping experience. Norton's Chiselwood is loaded with other new items like unique wood products, home decor, Amish products, and many one-of-a-kind gift items. Find them in Alexander at 4309 Gilhooly Road and check them out on Facebook for more products and store hours. So good luck, student athletes from Norton's Chiselwood.
Back at Warsaw High School, LPW taking over on interception there by Kaden Sumariski. First down carry, and that's going to be Merritt on the carry there. Ronan Merritt there for a gain of about 3 yards on the play into Wellsville territory at the 48.
Yeah, Sumariski playing center field on that last possession. Another interception for LPW. Now we have a Genesee Valley Bell Pass player on the field.
Getting up slowly, but is getting up. Well, that's a good sign, or try attempting to. He's on one knee there. Tell you what, why don't we step away for 30? This is Section 5 football on CJ Country.
Country Kitchen in Perry wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck. Country Kitchen Restaurant has terrific specials every day, so you can have the best breakfast, a finger-licking lunch, and a delicious dinner. What? You want it to go? No problem. And speaking of getting something to go, did you know they have terrific pizza and wing specials? Country Kitchen Restaurant, 34 South Main Street in Perry. Hey, why not call and order a pizza right now? Call 237-5640.
Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck for a productive season. Did you know that cow comfort is essential to milk production? A healthy cow is a profitable cow. Hendrickson's has been in the hoof trimming business for over 40 years. For the health of your herd, contact Zane at Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming at 269-9587. That's 269-9587. Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming, a proud sponsor of high school sports on CJ Country.
Back at Warsaw High School, Jimmy Jam and John on the call for CJ Country. 34-12, LPW in command of this game. 3:21 to go there, and the injured player coming to the sideline. We think it was Matthew Ritter there who was shaking up on the play. But up with a little help and to the sidelines, and we'll continue on with the final few minutes here as LPW content to eat clock and get out of here with a great win, a win they needed coming off last week for sure. And Kelly, congratulating his players coming in. I don't know if we got some personnel changes there, but shaking hands with a few of his guys there in the backfield as he gets ready to start on a second down and 8. So there may be some new numbers for us to call here coming up. We've got a carry right up the middle. And we'll see who's on the carry there. That is number 12 on the play there. That is going to be Aiden Shelley. And that might be his first carry of the night, too, I think. So he'll pick up about 2 on the play, 3rd and 5.
Yeah, I think probably one more first down would do it.
Yeah. For all intents and purposes. As they wait for the play to come in. Kelly under center. 3rd and 5, eating as much clock as possible. Under a minute to go, or 2 minutes to go. Hand off there. Merritt with a gain and a good momentum, very close to the Ronan first down. And maybe Ronan Merritt's probably going to be about a yard short, it looks like.
Pushes the pile ahead.
Yeah, and he had some help from the offensive lineman, too.
The first down.
Bring him up 4th down.
4th and 2, they're going to mark him here with a minute 34 to go. And if they move the sticks here, it's pretty much all she wrote. As LPW moves to 2-1 on the season, Hornell suffers their first loss. And then the opponent that Wellsville beat last week coming to Letchworth High School next week to take on LPW here on CJ Country. So maybe that bodes well, if you believe strength of schedule and all that stuff, could bode well for them. But matchups are key. That's why they play the games, and we'll find all that out. 4th down and 2 now. Minute 4 to go.
Kelly watching the clock move. Now he's under center. Handoff. I believe that's Orca trying to find room to run, and he'll get it up for the first down. So they'll move the sticks right around to the 40, and that will be there'll be maybe one more play, John, and that'll probably be it.
Yeah, another, as you said, a first down, and yeah, victory formation coming your way here as LPW will, as you said, go to 2-1.
What's been the secret for LPW?
Just been steady tonight. I mean, they didn't hurt themselves. Very few penalties, no turnovers, and just as steady as she goes.
They felt very in control tonight. Yeah. Very in control. And they will be content to down it here, and that's going to be the last play. And the final score is going to be 34-12 LPW over Genesee Valley Belfast. And, John, why don't you encapsulate what's happened here in the second half?
Second half, Braden Merritt, 19-yard TD run. And then it was, well, actually, let me go back to the second half. Trenton Green with a 2-yard touchdown run made it 28-12. And then Ronan Merritt, the 18-yard touchdown run, made it 34-12, your final score.
There you go, folks. So we'll see you next week for a matchup with Hornell Arkport Canisarega. It's going to be starting at 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff. We'll have it here for you as LPW will try to climb to 3-1 of the season. For John Carlson, I'm Jimmy Jam. I got to thank BK back at the station for doing a masterful job as always. And we'll talk to you tomorrow during the CJ Country Radio Auction. But for now, enjoy your weekend. And from here at Warsaw High School.